last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I can't say this on the air because I'll get in really big trouble.
Just say it very softly, honey. What is it? Is it what you do for a living?
Yes.
Okay, then just whisper it to me.
If I say the word, I'll get in trouble.
Spell it then.
R-E-T-A.
Retard?
Oh, you work with retards?
Yes.
What do you do with retards?
Anything we want.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. With Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast from the studios of WNEW, New York, New York. You can still call Don and Mike for free at 877-365-3636. But turn your radio down. No calls to rape women. No who would you do calls. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. No calls to play the name game. And don't call telling jokes.
Jim Neighbors didn't have any friends, but
the Don and Mike Show.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
You can get it.
What?
Move to your left.
What?
Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're gonna find.
Come on, Daddy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Daddy.
On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
Call the Don and Mike Show anytime for free at 1-877-365-3636. But please, turn your radio down. And no calls to play the name game. No who-would-you-do calls. No calls about rating women. No calls asking, when are we coming to your town? And no jokes. That's 1-877-365-3636.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right. Oh, yeah. Here we go with the audio martini. Ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Now, I know you were excited to have Phil go out with us last night, but he couldn't make it. Something came up. He went to see his favorite rock band.
Who is that?
Finn Lizzy. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Trunk and all the ships at sea. Say hi to America's favorite raunchy Republican and dirty Democrat, respectively. That's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode Thursday. August 10th. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Right, that's the hotline to the hits, 877-365-3636. Coming to you once again today from Midtown Manhattan and the studios of our New York affiliate, WNEWFM. Before we get to the Survivor talk, and before we get to all the stuff that we have laid out for today's Gab Fest,
right.
I want to thank you all for being so charming with my old lady last night.
Not hard
no
to
problem.
Be charming with your wife.
And also today.
We had a very nice lunch today, and we had a very nice dinner last evening.
It's a pleasure. Went out last night. We got hammered at dinner. Virtually all of us did. Had a great time. Thanks to the Palm Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of sad to show your wife how boring we really are.
Yeah. Do you know that when we got back to the hotel, she said, really, you were downplaying it for me tonight, right? And I said, no. This is it.
Yeah.
I said,
varying degrees of alcohol intake, but I mean, we pretty much, that's what we do.
Right? I said, the good time that was had last night by all, that's generally the standard good time. And she said to me, she said, all you really do is take shots at each other all night. She said, you just go around the table and you pick on each other all night.
That's it. That's our dysfunctional family.
I said,
that's the way it works.
Right.
And we're all very comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Everybody takes their turns, getting their balls busted.
busted. Yeah, we always have a good time, unless, of course, somebody brings a stroller into the restaurant.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Let's wait before we get on to
the
topic.
I'm sorry.
So we get done with dinner last night. We go back to the hotel, and she starts telling me that today's the day that we're going to really explore New York together.
Well, I know you normally stay sequestered in your hotel room, so this is an opportunity for you to really get out and see the city.
So we got up, we got our workout in together, we read the newspaper together, and then I just want to say something. Thank God that my wife is cheap, and thank God that they charge to get into museums. Because we were walking down Madison Avenue, we turned onto 55th Street, and she says, "Oh, look, the Museum of Modern Art."
There you go.
She says, "We can spend 2 hours in here."
And oh,
my
God.
Jesus H. Christ, I cannot think of a more boring way.
No!
To spend the day. Yeah, right, they're going to the MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, or the MoMA.
Right.
Well, it wasn't until we walked into the front door when she realized it's not like the Smithsonian and all of the museums back at home in D.C.
Now, that's Washington stuff where the government pays for it.
You know, they wanted $15 a head to get in, and then she said, "That's where I draw the line."
Yeah, as much as she likes modern art, not worth $15 to spend 2 hours.
No, so we didn't have to go to the museum, so we ended up doing her second favorite thing, and that, of course, is shopping.
You're in probably the most expensive shopping district where you are down near that Museum of the Modern Art, probably in the world.
So we go out, and we stopped at every Tom, Dick, and Harry store. I mean, she goes in this one store, and she's looking at a necklace, and then she says, "I really like this. How much is this?" And the guy says, no lie, $75,000.
I said to her,
just drop the necklace. Just
put it down.
Get out of here. And the problem with Frida is that she is too GD nice.
Mm-hmm.
Every homeless person on the street. Now, you know, I occasionally, if I see a homeless person who really looks like they're down on their luck, I'll toss a coin in their cup. I'll give them a buck. But not only does Frida stop and talk to every homeless person to ask how they're doing, but the guys who are on the street handing out handbills, whether it be for a stereo shop that's going out of business or a men's store, you know how most people in New York just walk right past those guys, don't make eye contact, even if they try to give you the slip of paper.
It's kind of the right thing to do.
You just keep going, "Whoa, no, not Frida."
Oh, my God.
Not Pollyanna saying, "Hi."
You never know when you're going to meet the the guy that you're going to set off and you're not even going to intend to do so.
So all the guy laying on the ground going, "I haven't had anything to eat in 3 days." And she's going to stop. She's going, "Oh, really? Really?"
She really did that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was stopping and talking to homeless people, scaring the crap out of me. I said, "Honey, listen, when you come to New York, don't talk to anybody. Don't make eye contact. Just move like you're a soldier up and down the street."
Right, very dangerous. She didn't stop and talk to the guy we passed on our way to lunch today who had a sign that said, "Need money for beer, pot, and hookers." That was a young guy, too.
Yeah. The guy actually did not look
good. I think that guy works at NEW. He might work in the programming department.
You're probably right. You know, he just took off his black T-shirt. He was all set.
So I pull her off the street, and we go into a store today, into a camera store, because, as you know, our anniversary was last Monday.
Right.
She hated the gift that I got her. She hated the painting that I got her. We had to return it. So she was going to get what she wanted up here.
Right.
So she goes and she says, "I need a camera. I need a camera." I said, "Great. You know, there's a million camera shops in New York. Let's find one. Let's go in."
And they all look like such great bargains, too.
Well, she goes in, and they got a wall of cameras where they've got, like, 8,000 cameras. They got digital cameras. They got regular cameras. They got the big cameras with the giant lenses on them.
Is this one of those stores that also sells the plastic Statues of Liberty, too?
No, it wasn't one of those places that has those little signs that say the super on sale. And you know how I mean with the script.
Yeah, right.
With the very intricate script writing.
You get lighters, everything, you know.
Nah, she goes into a regular mainstream, a place like everybody beats the Wizard.
Yep.
It's a place like that. And she starts talking to the guy.
You mean nobody beats the Wizard?
What did I say? Everybody
you
beats
said
the
everybody
Wiz.
Beats the Wizard.
No. So the guy comes over, and I love this. The guy's real New York.
Right.
"How you doing?" she goes, hi, you know, hi, I'm doing fine.
Right.
I'm looking for a camera. Well, I've got some here. Tell me what kind you're looking for. And at this point, she starts to tell him everything about our lives. This is my husband. He works on the radio. Maybe you've heard NEW. My son is in Spain right now. My son has my digital camera. You know, he called me just last week to say that the digital camera was broken. Do you know why this might be? It was just flashing the letter H. I told him I don't know what it is, so I'm going to be going to Spain to pick him up. And I need a camera, and I don't know if I need a digital camera or if I need a regular camera.
God, she's charged up.
I walked away. I started looking at CDs and stuff. And
right.
And a few seconds later, her cell phone rings. So she has to take the call, right? She goes, oh, excuse me just a minute. I go over to the sales guy, and this is a quote. I swear to God. He goes, man, your wife likes to F and talk. I said, yeah, she sure does.
He's into the quick sale, you know what I mean?
Right. He said, do you want this? I said, yeah, I want that. Good, let's go.
Wrap it up.
Right. So
Come on.
So we were able to buy the camera and to just get out. You know, the whole time she's on the phone, she walks back over to the spot. She's ready to talk to the guy. The guy points towards me. I'm up at the counter. I got the camera in the bag. Honey, let's go.
There you go.
Let's move.
She seemed to be having a very good time. She seemed to enjoy our company last night.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, she had a great time.
She was surprised, you know, just how dull we all really were.
And she found out again today at lunch. Although today at lunch, I think she found out all of the inside games that go on between us.
Mm-hmm.
She saw what happened when Charlie Broyhill stole your wallet.
Right.
And you didn't know that he had stolen your wallet.
He did a good one today. He stole it and he really scared me today.
And then the one that she really walked in on is the one you talked about, Buzz. Now, we got some prime Buzzisms today at lunch.
You know, Buzz is usually quiet at our lunches and dinners. Usually, really, it's hard to get any kind of word out of him. And I think I'm beginning to know why, because when he opens his mouth, for the love of God, he'll say something that we all just latch on to.
Now, listen, you know, Buzz has no children.
Right.
I've got two. Mike's got two. Rob's got one on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Ornery old crabby Buzz. Listen to what he says to me.
This is proof that Buzz is turning into a curmudgeon.
We are at a crowded restaurant. I'll give you that. The restaurant is crowded.
Nice.
The Carnegie Deli. And a lady comes in with a kid in a stroller. Buzz makes the comment, oh, I hate strollers. he says, you see them everywhere.
Right.
They're getting bigger and bigger.
They are. Sure.
And you know what really gets me is the people who bring them on airplanes.
Yeah, and that's when I heard that, and I'm like, I'm rolling my eyes going, oh, my God, those criminals.
Now, as soon as he started his riff about strollers,
Don and I just looked at each other.
I looked at Mike, and at the same time, I kicked Frida under the table.
I know.
You know, to hit Frida to the fact, uh-oh, listen, here we go, mister, I don't have any kids, I'm going to start busting on people with strollers.
Here he goes, yes, you know, nobody to worry about. I mean, what's the problem?
So then we give him crap, and here's his comeback, okay? I don't bring my furniture on the airplane. Why do you bring yours?
Well, they have gotten bigger in recent years. And, you know, people in general have lost all manners entirely. And that includes people with babies, people with strollers, people with babies, by the way. And
before
apparently,
you continue, have you ever traveled with two small children?
Have you ever traveled with one small child?
One small child, yes. Thankfully, no. And
yes.
I know.
Okay,
how,
all right.
I know.
Let me tell you,
all
on
right.
behalf of parents everywhere, there is no greater hassle. Because,
sure.
you know, when you travel with a little bitty.
Right.
You don't just travel with you know, your magazine that you're going to read and in your headphones. But don't you have to bring
and
don't
inflict that misery on me.
And what do you, I have to what if you have to travel with children?
Your bag with every shirt neatly folded and all of your socks alphabetically ordered.
Right. I'd lay odds
blue to brown to yellow to green.
I would lay odds you and I probably wouldn't do as good a job of enumerating what has to be brought with, say, a 2-year-old on an airplane.
I'm sure, I know.
But there are, you're talking about cleaning supplies, diapers, food, you need toys.
You got to bring the throw rag for your shoulder, and
sure.
you got to put the kid up on your shoulder, and you got to burp the kid.
And I have sat in back and in front of people like you, and I can always hear it with the breathing.
The sigh?
That's the price. You know, I am so sorry that I am furthering the species.
Listen, Buzz,
yes.
just because you can't have children, don't take it out on the rest of us who have fertile jizz.
No, I
I think the statistics bear me out that just about everybody has the recipe for this, for making babies. All I ask is get the F out of the way. I mean,
listen to him.
He's inconsiderate.
Yeah, listen, yeah, single people are trying to go places. Buzz?
Yes.
Were you ever in a stroller when you were a child?
I don't recall. I don't recall. I'm sure I was.
There are two types on airplanes. Mm-hmm. There are two types of people that don't have children with them. There are your type of people,
mm-hmm.
the people that will sterile, sigh,
the sterile ones.
Will hem and haw, will right. never, will be, and I would lay odds that probably wouldn't move their seat if a mother and daughter wanted to sit next to each other, or there had to be some kind of reconfiguration.
I've seen Buzz do that.
Okay.
I've seen him do that.
But you hem and haw, I've gotten the sires before, and then there are the people that just help out the parents. And even if I'm traveling without kids, I will always help out parents that are traveling with kids, hauling all that stuff, because they don't, let me tell you something, I swear to God this is true, there is no choice. They don't have a choice.
Here's the other thing he said. He hates it in the grocery store. Did you hear what he said? That's someone, when they bring those strollers into the grocery store.
Department stores, especially, if you're trying to get from one side of the store to the other, and the entire aisle is blocked with some parent who has stopped to bend over a stroller that is blocking the entire aisle.
Bending over a stroller to help the child.
Yeah, and if you need to do that, step out of the way.
Jesus Christ, you are an old man.
I would say the same thing if somebody didn't have a stroller, but strollers think the world revolves around that
Listen
stroller.
To
well,
him.
The world does, and let me tell you something, and it still does for me, because I'm fresh on this right now, mm-hmm. and Don's doing it, and his kid's 15 years old.
Because I remember.
When you bring those little bodies into the world, unfortunately, the day of your life centering around you ends, and your life centers around somebody else.
You and I do not have to validate this.
I know we don't.
Our lives revolve around our children. Buzz's life revolves around his home entertainment system. Yeah, he just doesn't have the perspective.
And probably when I didn't have kids, I didn't have the perspective either. And I was probably one of those hemmers and hawers.
And it came out of the blue today. I mean, this lady with the stroller in the restaurant, she wasn't bothering us. We were already sitting down having our food.
It was funny. And it annoyed me. I don't know why it annoyed me. I think it annoyed me because I got two small kids. And I've been in that situation. And it is really, it's not by choice, Buzz.
I don't bring my furniture on the airplane.
Your furniture.
Furniture.
Like the child, like a one-year-old, you know, that might not be walking yet, has a choice. That's okay. Leave the stroller at home, Dad. I can walk.
You made the baby. You care for it. But don't do it on my watch.
No. You know what I say?
What?
F you. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have a funny comeback. What I say is, you know, having babies is a natural thing.
And you have to travel. In many cases, you have to travel with the children. There are many times that I don't travel with my kids, but there are many times that I do.
Call me crazy.
If I want to go to a nice place, like maybe Florida in the wintertime,
go down another aisle.
I simply ask people to be considerate.
Sometimes there
is no other way to get around.
Please.
They usually do it, often do it.
I would tell you, Buzz, on an airplane, I swear to God, there is no way to be considerate.
Why did you get mad at the lady today in the restaurant?
Well, no, I didn't get mad at the lady. I did have to move my chair several times.
Oh, horrors.
But I didn't get mad. I simply said to Rob, I said, when you have a baby, you know, don't get one of those huge strollers.
They're not huge. They're strollers.
Yeah, right. Rob, just get yourself a nice sack.
Yeah,
a nice flower sack.
Get a papoose, Rob.
Throw the baby in the sack.
You know, this actually started at breakfast. Because some bum bumped him at breakfast. Mm-hmm. And that's what started the whole thing.
Right. Is that really what started it today?
Buzz is the one that wrote the letter to the Rainforest Cafe that says, leave all your strollers out in the hallway.
Right.
Don't bring your strollers so we can cram an extra 70 tables in there to inconvenience people. But leave your strollers out where they can be stolen. Thank you very much.
Buzz.
It's crazy. It really does irritate you, doesn't it?
Yeah, rude people irritate me.
How is somebody stopping in the middle of an aisle to attend to their child, how is that person being rude?
If you need to stop for whatever reason, whether it's to attend to a child, tie your shoe, whatever, step aside.
Yeah, but what you really
That's
mean
all
is
you
that
have to
be
do.
More convenient to put your kids in a cat box. That's what you'd like.
Yeah.
You know, like you put your cats when you're traveling with
in
them.
A kennel.
In a kennel. Put the kids in a kennel. I didn't know you were an old curmudgeon-y guy.
No, I'm not.
You're turning into one.
No.
Listen to him, please.
No, not at all.
Why did you just get a nice cardboard box?
I don't like inconsiderate people.
You're getting curmudgeon-y and you're not sparing people's feelings anymore.
I'm not sparing people's feelings.
No,
I'm not the one who's blocking other people.
Oh, no. See, what you
would do is you would walk in.
What
like
about my feelings?
Your feelings? You got the whole flight to pick your nose and do whatever you want.
Why don't you just shop at the single mall? Why don't you just fly on single flights? Why don't you fly on sterile airlines?
You know, really, what the best thing to do is to be on the odds are. You know, I know a lot of parents probably that have the disposable are going to pop for. You know, I don't care for parents that buy a first class ticket for their kids, but mostly small children, you're not going to see them up in first class. So pop for the extra money for the first class.
You know what, Buzz?
What?
And I think Frieda mentioned this to you, and I don't know if you heard it with all the arguing back and forth today. You know, I know we kid you about your age.
Right.
It ain't going to be too long, really, until you're going to be in a wheelchair. And then when you are in a wheelchair.
At 46, that is the next step.
No, but come on. You know, eventually, you're going to be in a wheelchair. And then how are you going to feel?
Right.
How are you going to feel when you're the one who's being pushed around?
Yeah.
When somebody stops to tie your shoe,
right.
When somebody stops to dab the goo that's coming uncontrollably out of the corner of your mouth.
Those children you see in the strollers today will feed the tax base to pay for your Medicare someday.
I would hope that I would be as considerate then as I am now and ask my attendant to push me out of the way of other people.
Push me out of the way.
Exactly.
I don't want to inconvenience anybody.
Hey, God forbid if you have one of those double strollers that are side by side and you're standing outside the Rockport store.
Oh, no.
Jesus, that's the way you'll get killed in that situation.
Whatever you do, please move me out of the way.
Thank you.
So that I don't inconvenience any young, upwardly mobile people who have to get home to open their CDs very quickly.
I'll show you how to do that someday.
Oh,
if you want to see
my God. I know you will, Buzz. Oh, you're a pisser, Buzz.
Do you travel with your cats ever?
No, you're absolutely not.
No, of course not, because they're animals.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't realize how valuable human life is.
He really does.
Like many foreign cultures, I just don't value human life.
That's right. Well, children are an inconvenience for you. I think you've made it very clear.
No, they're not.
You've
strollers.
Made it extremely clear that children get in your way.
You can't have a child without having a stroller.
I understand that. They don't have to be huge. And
on an airplane, specifically on a plane bus,
I understand.
There's just no way to get it done.
It's difficult. It does hold up the entire process, but I understand it's a necessary thing.
No, I've seen plenty of single inconsiderate Fs that get on an airplane with their extra carry-on luggage that hold up
the
plane. And I have seen a lot of parents that have the system down, that get on a plane when they load those planes first and actually think of the other people on them. I've seen lots of parents that bust their ass to make sure everybody else is convenient.
Some do. And
some
those
do,
I appreciate. But many, maybe most, don't.
You appreciate. Thank you.
You know, he just has no perspective.
No.
Right?
No.
That's the problem. You know what it is with Buzz? Child equals speed bump.
Yes,
child
absolutely.
Equals slow down, young, successful, urban professional, you know, from getting in his mid-size foreign car to go to his trendy store to buy his trendy clothes and his trendy food to get home to watch his big screen television.
Absolutely. We're an inconvenience. We who have children are an inconvenience.
No. Children are not my problem. Inconsiderate people. Parents are my problem.
Jesus. Buzz, you're too much. I swear to God, you're too much.
And God forbid, stay out of your way in the grocery store.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Coming through.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Buzz about them damn cripples with their wheelchairs. And I know you guys already asked him about it. But.
I have empathy for those people. And I wouldn't, you know, I don't have any problem with that.
But Buzz, what is the difference between, and not talking about
you. I'll tell you.
What's the difference between some crippled kid in a wheelchair and a baby in a stroller?
A person who is handicapped is not being inconsiderate. They are not. It's possible.
I think there are a lot. I have friends that are handicapped that could be very inconsiderate.
If they happen to be in my path, that's not their fault. That's not, you know.
But it's not the baby's fault either.
Well, no, it's the fault of the parents who aren't considerate enough.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's hard to be considerate of other people when you really are tending to the needs of a small child. That is really the priority.
You don't.
If your child is, puking up on its bib, it's difficult to be considerate
and
of
Buzz,
a single person who could easily back up, go around, and come around the other
side. Not always.
You know what? I might be the wrong guy to say this, but maybe, because I do think about myself a lot, maybe you should stop thinking about yourself so much.
Maybe.
Really, yeah. Hey, Christopher Reeve, out of my way.
No, right. No, I don't feel that way about people who are handicapped.
James Brady, get the hell out of my way.
Here's a logical question.
All right.
Isn't it easier for you to accommodate the person with a baby stroller than it is for the person in the baby stroller to accommodate you? I'm talking about specifically movement. Moving around, adjusting.
Why not?
He's not flexible on
this. No, the situations I'm talking about are where somebody blocks an entryway or an exit or a path that is the only entryway, exit, or
all right,
path.
So worst case scenario.
I have that complaint whether they have a stroller or not.
Worst case scenario.
Right.
You have to wait an extra 30 seconds. I understand you get pissed off if it's just some big fat guy.
Sometimes that's okay.
But if it's a mother with a baby, you still get pissed?
No, I don't get pissed. I think it's unfortunate. I think it's rude sometimes.
Two words that I know you don't use a lot, and I know you don't do this, because you'd rather have people just kind of assume that you're there, as opposed to just saying, excuse me, can you please move out of the way?
I say that.
But not all the time. That you'd prefer them just to know, wouldn't you? You'd prefer them to know that, hey, Buzz is here.
A lot of times.
Clear the deck.
Because I'm not an impatient person by nature. I say nothing, and I wait.
Oh, yeah, I know you do. Right. And that's why you're exploding now. Why you exploded today at lunch when that poor lady walked by with her kid in the stroller.
I'm exploding in self-defense, but because of people who are inconsiderate, whether they have a stroller or not. Strollers are just particularly huge.
You know, seriously, this whole problem can be rectified. There are two words, seriously, we're talking about politeness here. There are two words that have been forgotten in the English language. When you're on planes, when you're in stores, whatever. And that's excuse me. Yeah. And excuse me, I got news for you. I do it all the time.
I do
it
too.
Works. Yeah. It works. People clear out of your way if you say excuse me.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But yeah, no, I say excuse me.
Excuse me, cripple.
Hey, I'm not going to move out of here. I'm not going to move out of your way. I got a baby in the stroller. Screw you. I'm going to block the entrance for the whole afternoon. You go ahead. You buy your shoes later.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy. Hello.
Is this like bizarro Buzz that we're listening to?
No, you know what this is?
What happened? I'm nice.
No, you know,
the old Buzz.
You are getting a slice of the real Buzz.
Yeah, the real Buzz who enjoys his creature comforts.
A month ago, my little 3-year-old got on the air with you two and said, hi, Don and Mike. And then on her own, she said, hi, Buzz. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let her do that anymore. God forbid she should get in your way.
That's a good move, sir.
That's right. Thank you. Now, listen, I'll tell you this. I know there are people out there mad at Buzz, but Buzz has his defenders out.
Sure, of course he does.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Buzz. I just want you to know we're very proud of you. At least you can voice your opinion. We don't have the balls to do it.
Right, it's somebody else who can't get it up. Here's another guy who can't
more than you can, Don.
Hey, do you have any kids?
I don't.
Okay,
there you go.
That was my exact point. All the people who will call to defend this point are people who don't have kids.
Because it's the parents that don't control what he's telling you.
You can't relate to what it's like to be a parent when you're not a parent.
There is a huge difference, too, between just having the stuff that you need to bring on an airplane and controlling your kids. First of all, I think a lot of people will agree that at a certain age it's difficult to control kids on an airplane anyway. But there are those parents that don't control their kids, and I don't like those parents either that do that once you're seated. But as far as getting all the stuff on the plane, I mean, there's no choice. You don't have a choice. You've got to bring, army duffel bag full of stuff.
But here's another guy like Buzz.
Not just talking about the plane.
This is a guy who doesn't get it because, like Buzz, you know, he can't have kids.
All right. These are people, you know, these are the young people that are going to be taking care of you when you're blowing spit bubbles, sir.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
I'm on Buzz, sir.
Pardon me?
He said he was on my side.
With his bad phone.
Oh, I'm sorry about the bad phone, but when it comes to a plane, you've got to bring all that.
I hate bad phones.
The mall?
Yeah.
And you're at the...
Now here's another guy with no kids. You know, here's another guy who's taking it from the Buzz standpoint.
Wait. Can I...
Whether or not we have kids has nothing to do with it. That does not give anyone else the right to be inconsiderate.
The difference is you don't know what it's like to have a kid.
That's irrelevant.
You don't know...
It is relevant.
It's total relevant.
You're not going to find one parent today who's taken care of a kid, who has done all the crap with a kid, who's going to call and side with you. Everybody who sides with you are going to be people like you, people who look at people like us and say, oh, the
when you're dealing with a small child on an airplane, let me tell you something. Of all the, it is a hassle.
I know.
It is the greatest hassle, in my opinion. It's the toughest thing that I've done with my little kids. Right. It is the toughest thing to do, travel by air. The one thing that makes it tougher for me is when I'm surrounded by some a-hole that's sitting across the aisle, rolling his eyes, you know, hemming and hawing, sighing because it's inconveniencing his little private space. Well, I'm sorry. It's called public transportation. Deal with it. Deal with it, because you have
okay,
to.
Well, everybody's getting very mad now.
Absolutely.
I get quite so mad. I still got a whole show to do today.
Hello,
Don. Sorry, I've had some cold medication.
Hey, hey, what's up?
Hey,
I wanted to talk to Buzz, say I agreed with him, had some stuff to say.
Of course you do. You don't have kids, right?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
He's here. He's ready to believe you.
Hello?
Yeah, turn down your radio, please.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to say I agree with Buzz, and I hate it when I'm walking in public and there's like four guys on a sidewalk, don't want to move out of the way, or little kids run into you when you're like in the mall, and like, I mean, I'm sure I did that when I was little.
What are you saying? Try to speak without using the word like.
Sure. Okay, I don't enjoy it when little kids run into me in the mall, and I might have done that when I was little, but I mean, I'm sure I got crap for it, but
all right, there you go, Buzz. It's another one of your people so eloquently defending your position.
Thank you, sir.
Another one of your people.
No, I think there's a feeling in this country that people who have children are automatically superior to people who don't have children.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
They are.
Well, I don't think
they are, and I think that there is a feeling among people in this country who don't have people, who don't have children, that they have a built-in inferiority complex about them.
No.
That's probably where your anger's coming from.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Sure.
Sure. Do you really believe that?
Do I? Yeah, I do.
There's a feeling what was your incredibly off-the-wall point?
No, I think part of the culture in this country is that if you have kids, you somehow have more rights and superiority to people who don't have children.
I think that's valid.
Buzz, I very rarely would do this, but I would quote the Bible.
Okay.
Go forth,
and
be
multiply,
fruitful,
and multiply.
And multiply.
Well,
words of God.
Yeah, and not all the words of God are to be taken literally.
Yeah. Okay, Buzz.
Are you talking about math? I mean, how else are you going to interpret multiply?
Listen, I'm sorry. Yeah. Today it's the world according to Buzz, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike show. God damn, I hope there's no people with babies on our plane back tonight, Buzz.
Oh, boy.
I hope not.
Woe to them.
I hope not.
When I was talking about that, when I was getting really hot, I was taking myself back to this one guy that was sitting across the aisle. And, you know, a lot of times when kids are flying, the pressure will get to their ears
when you're
taking off or descending. And this is when Catherine was absolutely tiny, and she was inconsolable. She was in a lot of pain. And this guy across the aisle, as I was trying desperately to try to calm her down, this guy's going... with his paper. He's going, this is exactly what he's going.
That would not be me.
I swear to God, I wanted to reach over there and rip his throat out.
No, I have empathy for children who are in pain in that situation.
Sure, yeah.
That would not be me. You just don't have empathy for...
parents who aren't considerate, and people in general who aren't considerate.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi. You need to take that tape that says Buzz is nice and destroy it, because that is not nice. Buzz, what about common courtesy?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for.
I'm asking
common
for...
courtesy.
Can't you be courteous and just help out a little bit? Do you have to be on your way so much?
If I knew how to help out, if I felt qualified, or if I felt the parent wouldn't think I was
knew how to help out.
If take 30 seconds. Help
you
them
knew
out.
How to help out.
Them.
I don't know how to fold
a stroller. By helping them, you're helping yourself.
I don't know how to fold a stroller, and I don't know if the parents want me handling their kid's stroller.
Then ask, for crying out loud.
You don't help out by folding the stroller up. What do you do with a baby?
Or you use these words, may I help you?
Exactly, courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you be courteous, then it'll be up you on your way.
Excuse me, may I please fold the stroller up so I can get by?
A lot of times, if you're in back of those parents, you would say, may I help you? Or is there something I can do? Can I give you a hand with that?
Right.
As opposed to just sitting there, which I've seen you when we travel, you would sit there and just go...
It depends on the situation. Depends on the situation. Now, I'm asking other people to be nice.
I got you. Hold on. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to weigh in on this.
Sure.
I agree with Buzz and Don and Mike. I have kids, and I'm your age. And I don't think that Buzz necessarily is thinking mean as much as... As you guys both often point out, how many people in this world are just a-holes? And a lot of parents that have kids...
Hold on. How would you feel if you were the person today, when your kid was little, if you were the person today who came to the restaurant with the kid in the stroller, and you heard Buzz say something like, oh, you know, I really wish they wouldn't do that.
If a guy said something directly to me when I had my kids in a restaurant and I was doing the best I could to contain my kids and take them out, I'd probably tell them to F off.
Yeah, but I didn't do that, and I wouldn't do that.
And I'm not saying I would, but my point
that's
is...
That's not really, very courteous, sir. That's not the kind of language you should use in front of your children.
Well, whatever. And I'm just more being comical, I guess, or whatever. But I'm just trying to say, Buzz is right. There's a lot of inconsiderate people. And if you're somewhere in like a store and somebody wants to do something with their kid, why can't they just kind of pull off to the side? If your car broke down, you're not going to stop in the middle of the highway.
How old are your kids now?
I have 17, 12, and 23.
Okay, see,
you forgot.
You know why?
No. I have a new granddaughter too. So
it's in the rear view mirror. And I'm sure that when you take your granddaughter,
Don, what's Bart now? 15.
Bart is 15.
That's right. And Don happens to remember the way it was when they were small.
I just think it really is about trying to, you know, it's a big world with a lot of people, just trying to be considerate.
So you mean if you're out with your granddaughter and your granddaughter was in a stroller and she started crying and you stopped to look at your granddaughter to see what was wrong with her and Buzz came up, you would stop looking at your granddaughter and you would move out of the way so as to be considerate for Buzz?
Well, if Buzz came up, I'd probably push her out of the way and say, Buzz, what's happening?
No, come on. You don't know who it is.
If I knelt down and she had a problem, believe it or not, and I'm not just saying this, I'd kind of push her out of the way so the people could do their thing. Not just saying that.
You've forgotten what it is to have small children.
Yes,
please.
I have not forgotten.
Yeah, have you forgotten? You're an old man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm with Buzz.
Well, of course, you don't have kids.
No, I have three kids.
How old are your kids?
I've been right now, they're 19, 15, 11. But
there
I've
you
been
go,
through,
you're out of it. Okay. You know,
no,
you,
no, but
you've
I've
forgotten.
Been, but let me tell you one thing. That's why they give you more time to get on the plane first.
Hold on. We're not even talking about the airplane. We're talking about what started this today was a lady who walked into the restaurant with a baby with a stroller when Buzz went off.
Yeah, but Buzz's point is that people are inconsiderate when they're on the plane.
No. What about the lady in the restaurant? That's what started him off today.
But I didn't go off, and I didn't say anything to her, and there were about three strollers that I had to move out of the way for, and I simply said quietly...
Okay, right there. That's it. There were three strollers that I had to move out of the way for. Now listen, you on the phone, Mr. Defender of Buzz.
Yes.
How do you defend that? He's pissed off that he has to move his chair in 2 inches so a lady with a stroller can get by.
I get a hard time defending that part of it.
Well, because I wasn't pissed off would be reason number one. I wasn't.
You were gently annoyed.
Yeah, I mentioned it. After she was long past, I quietly mentioned it to my friend Rob.
Didn't you say stupid effer when she walked by?
No, I don't believe that I did.
He said stupid pig effer.
No, I didn't say that either. Because I'm nice.
No, he didn't.
So that's I think Buzz is nice anyway.
No, I heard him say that child should have been aborted. That fetus that should have been aborted was slowing you down from enjoying your... What kind of sandwich did you have today?
Well, that was corned beef.
He went back to his corned beef sandwich and didn't even see the woman racing out of the restaurant with the stroller, crying, sobbing uncontrollably.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
It worked.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? I'm afraid I have to agree with Buzz big time. I've got kids. I've got four. From 18 down to 8.
What are you, just out of curiosity, what are you agreeing with?
I'm agreeing with the fact that people are very inconsiderate with the strollers, whether it be strollers or whether it be carts at the grocery store or standing on the carts, you know, the grocery carts.
Right.
They sit out in the middle of the aisle.
Oh, while they're talking to their friends,
how old
get out of the way.
How old are your kids?
My kids, 18, 13,
okay,
15, and 8.
Hold on, but we're not talking about people who leave their carts in the middle of an aisle so they can talk to their friends.
No.
You're talking specifically about baby strollers.
I think this whole thing started with the issue of strollers.
That's right. Yeah.
You think strollers have gotten bigger?
Yes.
And you think they're kind of a pain?
They're huge.
Yes, I do.
That's the
only point we're arguing. All the other stuff, I might even agree with this guy. People who just stop their cart in the middle of a store to talk to somebody.
I think people with kids and without kids can be very inconsiderate. We can all agree about that.
But what we're specifically talking about is strollers. Buzz finds baby strollers annoying.
He gets the hair on the back of his neck stands up.
Buzz said about the strollers and the fact that they're too big, it's true. They're not strollers anymore. Now they're little Humvees.
Yeah.
They've got everything on.
You're full of
crap.
You are full of
air conditioning and CD radio, CD players on.
What do you mean? You know, there's the out of touch. Yeah, mine's 8. Jesus. So the last time he was dealing with the stroller was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Hello.
You know, and you should see him now. Back in my day, we had them made out of balsa wood, but now you should see these things. They're aluminum with gas pipes, and boy, it's incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have actually, my daughter's 13 now, and I disagree with Buzz. Not only you have the baby, you have a diaper bag, women have the purse. You got to have something to put it all.
Sure, right.
I'm not going to move anything out of the way, but I think, on the other hand, as I get older, I get more irritated with it since I'm out of that phase now.
I get, you know what, if I don't catch myself, I find myself forgetting how difficult it is to travel with kids when I travel without kids. Because you forget what an incredible pain in the ass. If we're talking about traveling with kids, it's really extremely difficult. And you know something?
Sure.
For a mother going to the grocery store with a small child, and you have to bring the supplies along for that too, it's a pain in the ass. And they have a lot to deal with. A lot more to deal with than the person that's going by to pick up a fillet of salmon.
Sure, and if Buzz had told me... Yeah. And, you know, I would have turned around and told him what he could have, you know.
But see, I wouldn't have told you that. And I haven't told anyone that.
You told us.
Well, quietly, later, where the parent could not hear. I wouldn't think of offending the parent. Because I understand. I see what they have to carry.
No. You don't have the balls to say it to the person one-on-one. You got the balls to say it, and you feel the empathy. When they're there.
I don't think it has anything to do with balls. I wouldn't offend a mother or a parent, a father, anybody, because I understand the situation they're in. I think, you know, in summation for me, what I would say is when the lady with the baby got on that last flight home, I was the first person without kids. I have no kids, bear in mind, and I was the first person out of my seat so that they could
sit. You get your props for that one.
So they could sit together.
And I saw that.
That's how I try to live my life.
I also saw the other side today, though.
The dark side.
I saw the dark side of Buzz when the lady innocently pushed her stroller through a crowded restaurant.
I would say on that count, you fall into just, I know you might hate to hear this, mm-hmm. you're a little intolerant in that regard. But that statement was just a little intolerant.
I can't argue with that. That's possible.
I think you're probably very polite. But I also would tell you, would this be a fair assessment that occasionally you would sit there and kind of be quietly annoyed rather than speak up and say, excuse me, could you move out of the way? You would do that more often than not. And that's the truth, because when we travel with you, we know that's true.
It depends on how pressing my need is to get through. if the need is not pressing, I'll say nothing.
Okay. We could do the whole show about this goddamn topic. Okay? You don't even talk about Survivor yet.
Right.
For goodness sake. We haven't talked about anything yet.
Colleen have a baby stroller on Survivor last night?
We just talked about how Buzz hates kids.
Why she was voted off.
Okay. Listen. Just clear them out. I know you got tons of calls about this, but... We've run this one into the ground.
We certainly have. What a spirited discussion that was to start the show.
And all of you parents that called in to defend Buzz, you're bastards.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're bastards. Black Peter should come and throw your children in a bag and take them to Spain. You don't deserve to have children, please.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't argue with the young freaks who called in, like Buzz, who have no children,
right.
Do not understand what responsibility's about.
Sure.
But you people with kids. You bastards.
Yeah, come on now. Just playing your little devil's advocate.
You bitches. How dare you?
Who do you think you are?
How dare you? Who are you?
Thanks for dropping out of the Union of Parents.
You.
You need to
S in a hat. Well, I had to move my chair in 2 inches. A woman with a baby came by.
That's right, and that's only the part we heard. God knows what's going on in his mind.
Right. So let's do the secret sound right now. Be the 100th caller, and good luck. The phone number, 877-365-3636.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
And this voice said, Zool. And then I slammed the refrigerator door and I left. That was 2 days ago, and I haven't been back to my apartment.
Generally, you don't see that kind of behavior in a major appliance.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, just ahead of caller 100, I just want to try to put this buzz thing to bed.
The buzz, well, we've learned a lot about buzz today.
And I know there's a lot of you out there who, you know, but don't believe me or Mike or Rob.
I know, you just think that we're trying to get him because he works with us.
Okay. I'm going to call my wife right now.
Uh-huh.
She's on the train.
Hello.
Right now. Hi, honey.
Hi, Bun Boo.
First off, as I told you numerous times, great having you up here. Really meant that.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Sure do love you.
Now, thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, you were at lunch today.
Yes.
You're on a train now.
Uh-huh.
You can't hear the show, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Would you please describe for the jury, the listeners, Buzz's comments when the woman with the stroller came by?
I think it was Rob who said, oh yes, as Buzz eyed her, you don't like strollers. And Buzz concurred that he does not like strollers because they are annoying, they get in the way, people... He doesn't bring his furniture from home, he said.
Right.
So he didn't understand why they had to bring their furniture. And plus, they're getting bigger and bigger, and they're especially annoying on places like airplanes and other tight aisles.
Did that surprise you, that sentiment coming from Buzz?
No, I have a feeling that still waters run deep with Buzz, that he would smile to a lady with a stroller and look like kindly old Buzz, but inside, there's trouble brewing.
Told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have the balls to say to their face.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay, honey.
All right, boo-boo.
So were you surprised, though? You know, because Buzz has got that rap going as being Mr. I Love Everybody.
No, I think Buzz is just placid on the outside. I don't think a man with his sexual history could be as just serene as he appears to be. I'm not surprised.
I think he's serene and he's calm, but God forbid you interrupt him in the middle of one of his TV shows or a meal.
Yeah.
I think then you'd really
or shopping.
Or shopping.
That's or right. Shopping.
Absolutely.
Right. Or cleaning.
Right. Or, you know, don't knock a CD off its little holder while you're listening to it.
Right. that's the best thing. When you go to Buzz's house,
that
whatever CD he's got playing,
mm-hmm.
he puts it out on a little stand so that you can see, you know, now playing.
Very meticulous.
Yes.
A creature of habit.
A place for everything in its place.
And now Buzz on his news desk has a sign that says, no strollers.
we just had a very hot first segment about this topic.
Well, I think, you know, I told Buzz, we're none of us spring chickens, but Buzz, it might not be too long before a wheelchair is in his future. And he should maybe rethink his position.
I told him that too. Uh-huh. All right, honey. All right, thank you. Thank you for your fair and unbiased opinion.
Yes.
You're welcome. I still love Buzz.
How are things on the Metroliner?
This is the only way to go.
All right, there you go.
All right, honey, enjoy it.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
Love you.
Love you too.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, and incidentally, for those parents that might be thinking about alternative forms of transportation, mm-hmm. on a train, a little bit more room so you wouldn't, annoy Mr. Burbank.
Thank you.
On the train.
Time for a call 100 right now. Oh, now he's made the Ghostbusters sign.
Yeah, I know.
That has a stroller that has the red light through it. The red line right through the middle of it.
That's great.
Buzz, heartless Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Pimps, what's up?
Hey, you are the 100th caller.
Sweet.
You call us pimps?
That's right.
Yeah, we are giving you condoms.
All right.
You have won a box of 25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made, Durex condoms. Okay, are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Sure.
All right, $500 online. Please identify the secret sound. It's not a baby stroller.
Right.
Although, you know, that would be a great sound to get, just a
pill. Oh, yeah, with triplets in it.
Sometimes.
And play, yeah, triple wide.
That'd do it.
Play the secret sound now. I'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings light.
Robert, good light.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Okay, there it is. Did you hear it?
I heard it.
There it is again, a common everyday sound. The sound of Buzz slapping a child.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Yes!
What's the sound?
I'll say it's like a heater air conditioner getting turned on. Damn it.
No. not a bad guess.
Not bad at all.
Would it be possible to give a shout-out today?
Sure.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Michael Nelson and John Glass and see Kyle Groom, Mindy and Jeremy Sturger.
Okay, come on. That's enough. Thank you. 8 is enough, please.
Shout-out!
Thank you, and don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. Clue for you. Now, but before we got into the dark side,
yes,
you know, of Adolph Burbank,
I'm very sad. I had no idea he was just such a monster.
Heartless.
We were going to start the show today, like we do on most.
What is today? Thursday.
Thursday.
Like we do on most Thursdays. We were going to talk about.
I'm trying to hit. What's wrong with this thing?
Oh dear.
What? No. Maybe a stroller ran over it.
No, no. Maybe this is it.
Survivor music.
I got to recue it. Here it is. There it is. The Survivor last night, and my homo is still in the hunt.
I was telling the guys last night, we went out to dinner a little late, but I did catch three quarters of Survivor. And I will tell you that last night, you know, I was a late comer to this. I didn't catch on like all you guys did. I was never more sucked into an episode than I was last night. Last night's episode was perfectly laid out. And I'll tell you, your guy, Richard, and you've said this from the beginning, is one nasty son of a bitch.
And you know what? He's a great manipulator.
Oh, he's the best. He may win the thing.
When Sean was out on the boat, he sits down with Rudy and he says, wow, I hope he's enjoying himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are we going to vote off now? Are we going to vote Kelly off? And then big dumb Susan, a boy named Sue, comes over and she sits down and she says, well, I know who we're voting off tonight.
And he's saying things to Rudy like, you know, you're the one I've always been honest with you and you've always been honest with me.
Such a liar.
He's saying the same thing to everybody.
Such a liar. Thank God Colleen got voted off. What were those maggots and those lesions on her legs.
You know, it was amazing during the immunity challenge when she was standing on the board that she lasted as long as she did, because I would have thought she would want off the island with the open sores on her legs
and
the maggots crawling in and out of them. Unbelievable.
Did you check out the hair on Susan's leg?
Oh, my God, man.
That woman's got some hairy legs. I can only imagine what that hair is connected to.
I get the impression, too, from listening to Susan last night that Susan is as dull as a box of cotton balls. I think she's right up with
she's way dumb
with Sean in the dumb category.
I agree.
She's way dumb. Yeah, what I love, though, you know, and they edit that show correctly. I love the fact that they led you to believe that Sean was going to be taking Kelly or Colleen on the boat with him.
Yeah.
And then at the last minute, he says, hey, Rich, buddy.
Unbelievable.
What do you think?
And I thought when I saw that, because the girls, Sean said, Kelly, what do you think? You think I should take you? And she looks down, starts playing with the sand and saying, it's your decision, Sean.
Whatever you want, Sean.
And then the other one said, come on, Sean, have some balls. And I think what might have happened, who knows, because Sean's dumb enough where he just might have made a stupid decision. But I think he reacted and he got mad at the women.
Yep.
And he said, hey, Richard, come on. You know, enough of you guys. I think it was kind of a knee-jerk reaction to him.
What about when they were standing out there on those sticks? And big, stupid Richard the homo, who's my pick, he starts trying to annoy people by singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Now, it works with Rudy.
Right.
Rudy finally says, I can't take this, and he jumps off. Well, Rich, rather than just stand there and sing,
right,
he's got to start dancing and showboating, and he was on 67 bottles of beer on the wall, and then, whoa, he was over the edge himself.
I'll tell you, I watch that guy, the more I watch him, he is the most sinister, the most backstabbing, but you got
got to think that... I don't think there's any way he can win it, because I think if it comes down to him and another person, they're going to have to vote him off. But I almost am certain, just the way he's playing the game, that he might get down to the last two.
Everybody hates Richard, but Richard is still there.
Richard is still there. And the thing is, when he sat down with Rudy, it's like, you trust me, I trust you. He'd sell out Rudy in a heartbeat. Rudy, I think, is playing it the best way. Rudy doesn't have anything to do with anybody.
Right.
Rudy the old curmudgeon. Rudy the buzz of Survivor.
Absolutely. I bet Rudy wouldn't like a stroller in front of him on an airplane.
He'd hate it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Matt from Wichita.
Yes, hello there, Matt.
I got a comment about the show last night, Survivor.
Yes.
What is with Susan, Miss, all of a sudden I know everything about when she's handpicking the doctor's dad about what's going on in the world? What's going on with that war over in Russia? And what's going on?
Well, you know, part of that, I think, is you're hurt by the fact that that was obviously taped around the time of the NCAA basketball playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
So she was asking him about who's winning in the NCAAs, and that doesn't translate now, but you're right. There is no war in Russia.
No, she was talking maybe about the Chechnya situation at the time. That's when that was really hot. But how about Sean's father? You want to talk about dumb? You know, the guy comes back. The guy comes back with word from civilization. He's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Everything's fine.
Yeah, they're up on that boat though, going, "I love you, Dad. I love you, son. We're both dumb."
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Three queer birds on that boat. Sean, his dad, and Richard.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the libido didn't take over a little bit more, that he might have just wanted one of the women.
Hey, you know what? I think Sean might be a homo.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Well, he shaves his chest.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been talking.
Yeah, I would say he's got a little of that in him.
Yeah, right.
And he gets up on the, we're going to take you up to meet the captain. It's Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, what I loved was when the host let Richard think he won the challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
fantastic. You know, he totally had him. He said, "You really won?" He goes, "You're king." So, no, I love it.
Yeah, they jerked Richard Shane good on that.
Yeah, I would have been pissed if Richard won another challenge. That would have been that would have irritated me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's the Roses and Husky. What's going on?
Oh, God. Hello.
Let me clarify this little situation real quick for Buzz.
Those are our cop names.
About especially like a guy like Mike who's out there. You know, he's a child producer. He's got two little girls. You know, when we get about 65 years old and we are at the swingers clubs, he's got them two little girls in to be about 18 or 20. He's producing kids for us, Buzz. Come on, baby. Cut some slack.
Thanks
I just
want
to tell you, sir, my offices are 10800 Main Street. You come down there and I'll kick your ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Sean's dad was lit, man.
Yeah. Was he lit when he came in the next morning?
He was actually lit on the boat. He actually fell off the boat trying to get on the island. He fell.
I know, you're right.
He was lit at the dinner. He was lit the next morning.
And at one point when they were together on the boat, and they were almost like maudlin, and he said, "Your dad is so looped."
Yeah.
Like, Sean, good to see you too, Paul.
Sean was embarrassed by it. You could tell.
Yeah, I guess I didn't know whether he just fell out of the little tender as like an old man fall or whether that was a drunken fall.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, just calling Don and Mike Radio Guys.
Yes, please turn down your radio.
Yes, I am so sorry.
Thank you.
Just wanted to let you know that I appreciate catching me up on Survivor. I missed some of it last night, but thanks to you guys, you got me on top of the game.
Right, thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Come on, you gotta be the last call because we have a special...
Okay, did you guys see Greg put something down as he came to the tribal council last night?
We have a special surprise for Buzz coming up.
I didn't catch that part of the show.
It looked like he put a joint down as he was walking up to the tribal council.
The second time I've heard this said, isn't it?
Greg,
you mean the guy, the Banana Republic guy?
Who's the really goofy guy. He put something down on the stump as he walked up to the tribal council.
To be on the jury.
Could have sworn, thank you, Buzz.
Right.
And I could have sworn that it was a joint.
That's the part of the show we didn't see because we were in the car. We had to call Rob's wife from the restaurant to find out who was voted off last night.
Rob did a great job playing us, too. Just
Don, can I ask you a quick favor?
Sure.
This is Justin, my cousin's the one on Sopranos. Remember Maurice is on The Sopranos?
Oh, sure, right.
He plays Miss Catino.
Right.
She wants to get back on this year. We got to put in a good word for her. You know, we want to see Scatino back.
All right, that lady's your cousin?
Yeah, remember, she's my cousin. She called you guys up.
Yeah, we had a nice chat with her.
They left her character hanging, and she hasn't heard back one way or the other yet. So if you, you know,
well, if you left her hanging, the character would be written out of the show.
No, she's the wife of the guy who was in Terminator 2, the guy who
He moved away to Phoenix or something, but she still got...
She may not be back because the guy who played the gambler from Terminator is now going to be on the X-Files this fall.
Right.
Oh, really?
They moved his character to Phoenix, but her son is still, you know, something going on.
God forbid he has a stroller, Buzz.
Yeah.
Whatever.
God, okay,
wait,
thank you.
If you guys know what Greg put down or if someone else knows, I'd be curious if it was a joint because he looked spent when he got there.
Okay. All right, thank you, my friend. And we'll put the good word in for your cousin.
A lot of widows on the Sopranos this season.
Sure are.
the widow Soprano.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Oops, I'm sorry. Had you there.
All right. It's time for you to vote somebody off the island now.
Hello.
Don, is it me?
Yes.
Oh, man, you don't hear that little fuzz anymore when you pick up.
Well, that's because we're in New York.
Oh, that confused me.
We have a different phone system.
Long ashes, generals.
Right.
Hey, I heard a rumor, and the host in an interview didn't deny it, that one more of the people is going to come out of the closet before the show ends.
It's got to be Sean. It's got to be the homo.
I think it might be Rudy.
No, I think it's Greg. He's weird, man.
Yeah, I like boys. I do. I like all the boys.
Are you talking about Rudy now?
Yeah. Why do you think Richard and Rudy are so close? The host, too, Rob. Yeah.
Listen, speaking of people who might be gay.
Right.
What?
We have a special treat for Buzz.
Oh, this is very exciting.
In just a moment, we're gonna do a break, and we're going to come back. And when we do, it'll be the first face-to-face ever between Buzz and Fez.
Oh. Get out the Kleenex, ladies and gentlemen. This could be a tear-jerking moment.
Now, you know that Fez of Ron and Fez loves Buzz.
Absolutely.
Right,
he wants to put a deposit in the Burbank.
And we are going to give them the first face-to-face. Oh, and then listen, then Leah's coming on the show to tell us about King of Queens.
Right.
And then we got some great new sex lines.
Excellent.
We're going to be calling some brand-new phone sex lines.
Cool.
With a whole new format.
Good.
And I forgot to mention this before. Next week, we come up to New York. We got to bring a tape recorder on the street.
Right.
When Mike goes up to the newsstand to buy his copies of porno.
Right.
Because we were peeing in our pants today. When Mike walks up to this newsstand over by the Letterman Theater, and he asks for... Let me see the titles of your magazine.
I was looking at the ones on the rack, and I was asking for let me see, Black and Tall, Club International, Big Butt, Gent, Club...
Anal Junk Sluts. He's standing up at the top.
And the lady, and I emphasize the lady behind the counter, is just nodding her head. And each time I'd mention one of the smutty magazines, she'd reach back and grab one for me, very relaxed.
He goes, let me see. First I'll start with, of course, Hustler, Penthouse. Then I'll take... Black and Tall, Anal Jug Slut.
There you go.
Club International.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the... It wasn't my usual stand where they have all the real smut.
Right,
that's two kiosks up Broadway.
It was good. Definitely cracked us up, man.
Yeah, next week, you know, when you bring the tape recorder along, it'll be even better.
Cool.
Absolutely.
And anyway, I guess the point is, with all those magazines that you bought, we have some kick-ass new phone numbers.
Absolutely.
And we'll be trying those out, too. But when we come back, the meeting of Fez and Buzz. That's next. More show coming right up.
The Don and Mike Show.
And when you're finished, why don't you drop by the Yacht Club?
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Three guys and a baby hater. Here we are.
Where's your Messiah now, see?
Now listen, we have Strip Trivia 2000 next week.
Oh, boy.
It's the return of Strip Trivia. We'll start trolling for that on Monday's episode. Also very soon, Beach House 2, the Labor Day edition.
Yeah, with Big Joe DiCaprio.
Cool. Big Joe DiCaprio, Mr. 40, Lisa, Toya, a bunch of our listeners living together in a beach house for a week over the Labor Day holiday.
Maybe Timmy O'Bibane, the Nigerian. Nightmare.
Also, I think a Las Vegas-style show to be announced.
Ooh.
I don't have the details on that, so I can't let you know exactly for sure yet. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Me?
Yes.
Donald Mike, hi. My name is Andrew. I'm from Brooklyn, and I live on Brighton Beach.
Yes, hello.
We're Russians. We really like you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. I should share with you that I got haircut right here in New York City, and lady who cut my hair, name is Svetlana.
Really?
Really,
that's
yes.
Very nice.
She does great job. Second time she cut hair.
You know, Dan Mike, how to say Dan Mike in Russian?
No, how?
Danik and Misha.
Danik and Misha.
Hello, yes. Danik.
Hello, Misha.
Here
and,
we are.
And I'm going to say in Russian right now, Dan Mike, we really like you in Russian.
Okay.
Danik and Misha. Вы нам очень нравитесь. Очень классная программа.
I'm sure he just said something like that.
No, yeah. Seriously, this is really...
We eat each other's A's.
You know what, Don Mike?
What?
I work as a delivery guy in Manhattan.
Yeah?
And I listen to you every day from
Thank
7
you.
To 11.
Thank you, we appreciate
and
that.
And I have a lot of fun listening to you.
How would you say in Russian, Buzz hates babies?
Buzz ненавидит малышей.
Oh, that's right. Very bad.
And right. You know what, Don Mike?
Yeah.
I really like your music. You have censorship music.
Oh, of course, right. That's your,
yeah, that's from opera, actually. Yeah.
Right, that's your music. Okay, listen, yeah. Gotta go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, my friend.
Cool.
Thank you. Now, listen, today's show is very, very busy.
Yes, lots of stuff going on.
We got Fez coming in right now. Then we're going to get the final answer from Leah about our appearance in King of Queens. We got the new phone sex thing coming up. We got the new whole bunch of Jeopardy. But let's start it all with a blind date.
Here we go. Here's a guy that has wanted to meet Buzz Burbank for years and years and years. We're going to bring him in right now.
Can you roll the music, please, Jimmy?
Here we go.
Our show.
Hi, Fez.
Hi, Fez.
Here's your microphone, Fez.
Here you have Fez with his headphones.
Here's Fez.
Hi, Fez.
Hi, guys.
It's a pleasure to meet you. You know, our show's been on NEW for about 4.5 months now in New York, mm-hmm. and we are followed every night and also in D.C. by RonandFez.com.
And Ron and Fez, well, specifically Fez, enjoys following one of our group more than the others.
Where is he? Where is he?
He is right
back,
behind you,
right
Fez.
Back here, Fez.
That's how I like him. Hi, Buzz Burbank.
Hello, Fez.
How are you?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
You little stalker, you?
Stalker?
You should see the flowers down in the RonandFez.com office. Filled with roses from Buzz Burbank.
Now, Fez, what is it that you like about Buzz so much?
Yeah.
I think it's the cadence. It's the, like I said, it's the velvet fog. It's the voice.
It's very nice.
It's the horse sense of the guy.
Sure, of course. That's nice, Fez.
You know that he was all excited today. He said he was listening to RonandFez.com last night. And after you guys talked about Survivor and Big Brother, the topic was Buzz.
Briefly, you got a couple of calls, right?
Definitely. Everyone wants to know what's going on with Fez and Buzz.
Yeah, what is going
on? Yeah, and what is going on, Fez?
Hey, I'm the one with an office full of roses. I don't know. And you know what? Those roses have thorns. I got a little prick. Or at least I'm hoping to.
So you're saying that Buzz is the stalker, Fez, but what about your theory about putting a deposit in the Burbank? What about that? Is that just idle chit-chat or what?
No, I'm always open to that. In fact, what I want to do is, since you guys are in New York City,
yeah.
What I want to do is, if it's all right when you guys are done with the show,
mm-hmm.
take Buzz out on a tour of Manhattan.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That'd be a beautiful idea.
Right. What I like to call Fez Watley's New York. I thought what we do is start out with a nearly authentic New York City carriage ride.
Oh, there you go.
Nearly authentic,
Buzz,
almost.
Buzz would love
that. You would love that, Fez.
Yeah, it's not an actual one. This one just involves me, a saddle, and Buzz wearing nothing but a top hat.
I don't know about that. All right, what's next?
Then off to the Carnegie Deli for a special treat, yeah. What I like to call a mystery meat sandwich. And I'll give you just one clue what the mystery meat is.
Okay, what?
You'll have to eat it off my lap. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm not giving any more clues.
Boy, the tour gets better and better, Buzz.
Then what we'll do is we'll take a quick trip through New York City's undergarment district.
No, we can skip that.
Which is just basically Buzz feeling around under my skirt.
Your skirt. Okay, we know what you're wearing.
Okay, Buzz.
And then this is a biggie.
Okay.
I've arranged for Buzz to get a Broadway audition.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes, to appear in one of the final performances of Cats.
Oh, hey, that's cool.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Now,
I look forward to
Donna
that.
Mike.
Yes, Buzz.
Donna Mike, this isn't really an audition.
suspicion. I've just got a giant litter box found in my office, and I'm going to try and get him to use it.
Rude.
Wow.
Now, listen, I know you're goofing around and you're doing your jokes, but really, during a break today, would you like some private time with Buzz?
Sure, if that can be arranged.
Wonderful. Well, now, I understand, Fez, you have a fiancé.
Listen to that voice. Listen to it.
I heard mention of the fact that you have a fiancé.
Oh, you have a fiancé, Fez?
I have a fiancé.
What's his name?
Rude and Rude. She lives in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Oh, it's a long-distance relationship.
Gotcha.
But now, Buzz, is there something you want to ask? I'm sure.
Well,
if there's something you want to ask before the world of Don and Mike today.
On the plus side, I understand you're wealthy, that you're well-to-do, you're well-off, you're rich.
I'm well-hung. Oh, you misunderstood.
I
just want to say this.
He's doing some research on Fez.
You know, I understand.
Doesn't he know?
Fez is fascinated with Buzz, but I'm also finding out here that Buzz knows a goddamn lot about Fez.
Yeah, the well-to-do part of Buzz. Where'd you get that information? You've been stalking him, haven't you?
From listening to Ron and Fez.com last night.
Okay.
That's where I picked
it up. Like last night is the first time you've listened to Ron and Fez.
I've caught snippets of it before, but last time...
Yeah, you'll catch a snippet, all right.
Last night was the first time I'd listened for an extended period of time.
Well, let's get the question answered. You got a lot of bucks there, Fez? Have you made your money on this internet? Do you have a lot of money?
Well, let's see. I signed a deal with Ken Stevens, so you answer that.
Okay, so that answers that.
What about the crap about Jeremy being suspended? We heard that he was suspended 2 days ago. Is that true or false?
I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen him?
No, Of course, you know, he could be locked in a closet again or something, or the men's room.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're not going to go near that. I was just really asking about, do you guys on RonandFez.com, are you going through the same crap as we are with having stuff taken out of the show?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, and we just find different ways around it.
Okay, well, we gotta find those different ways. Perhaps you could confer with Buzz.
Yes.
Okay.
And you could swap some information.
Yeah. No. Swap information?
I'm a happily married man. Just
you are?
My 25th anniversary.
You son of a bitch.
That's perfect.
And you're hitting on me?
Can't we just be friends? That's all I want to know.
You make me sick.
All right.
All right, Fez, get out of here.
Thanks a lot, Fez.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in to meet Buzz. He loves Buzz.
Well, I like that tour. It sounds like a lot of fun with the carriage ride.
Oh, yeah. He loves Buzz.
And Ron and Fez follow us right here on WNEW in New York City, and they're also heard on WJFK in Washington, D.C.
Good show.
All over the place.
Listen to Buzz.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Good show.
Now, let me ask you, if Fez ever had a baby, which I think is going to be impossible.
A little Canadian baby.
This is the first ever male birth. But when Fez has a baby, mm-hmm. and Fez's baby mm-hmm. is crying in the aisle,
right.
Will you still be as rude?
Only if he's rude first.
There you go.
He's not going to yield. His heels are dug in.
That's right.
No, he's not.
That's right.
Well, did Fez look like you thought he would look like?
Actually, he looks... I hesitate to say this, a little better in person than he does on the website.
There you go. He likes him.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that.
He's taking a shine.
Jesus Christ, shine. Listen to that.
Ooh.
All right, listen, from one great moment to another.
Right. Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Buzz just got to meet Fez, and now I think we're about to get an answer from TV's Leah Remini.
All right.
Because TV's Leah Remini should be online right now taping the third season of King of Queens. Leah?
Yeah.
Hey, I would play your intro, sweetie, but we're in New York today. We don't have it up here. Hello? Hello?
Leah?
I'm sorry. I just needed a moment.
All right, Jimmy? Jimmy, can you find the intro?
Jimmy, find Leah's intro, please.
But, you know, that studio's so effed up, it'll be impossible for Jimmy to find where it is.
But this writer, I don't even know the... Wow. Okay.
Well, listen, we're not in our regular... We are not in our regular studio.
I can't promise that I'm going to be a good interview, but...
Hold on.
Let's try it.
Jimmy, that's the wrong tape. Jimmy.
Who the hell is Jimmy?
Jimmy McClure. Say hi to Big Gum Jim, Leah. He's running our board in Washington.
He's an ass wipe.
Okay, what's
our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program The King of Queens, Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
We just played. There's a tape of Letterman introducing.
Okay, good. All right.
Just played the tape.
Let's welcome Leah Remini.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hi. You sound so different when you're in New York.
We do not.
Hi, how are you?
don't try to do the accent.
We sound very different up here.
So you are taking...
And now you sound retarded.
I do not. I do a
great... Honey, don't do it.
Leah, I do a great New York dialogue, sweetie.
Okay, let's not do it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, all right.
I just want to point out that it was 24 hours ago that the word retard reared its ugly head on this show again.
That's amazing.
This is 2 days in a row now at about the same time that retards come up.
Why? What happened?
A lady called in that said she worked with retarded children, but she didn't say it in that nice way.
She wanted to spell it. She said, I want to tell you what I do, but I can't say it. I said, okay, well, spell it. And she said, R-E-T, and I'm thinking, retail, retire.
Right.
Mike says, retards?
I said, retards.
And she says, yeah, I work with retards.
And we were very proud of her.
And so, wait a minute. So her point was what?
Oh, we were doing a contest to find out who has the wackiest job.
Oh, I gotcha.
And
okay.
Then we were going to do like a what's my line thing.
Oh, okay.
So you are actually now filming the third season of the hit CBS show King of Queens.
Yeah, so we just started.
You just started? Okay.
Yes.
And I know that you probably have something you want to tell us.
I do.
You do?
I am very excited.
You do?
I am pleased to tell you.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Let me just brace myself.
Yeah, we just got to prepare ourselves because whenever there's something that we might want to get excited about, we always just dig our heels in a little bit.
Hold on. Let me just say, we're going to try to find a timpani here.
All right, here we go.
Okay, hold on. Take your time, Rob.
We're my best, Sam.
Take your time, Robbie. It's only Leah on the phone.
Okay, can I talk now or am I waiting for something?
Can you hear that?
Hmm?
That's a timpani.
Okay.
Because we're waiting. Just wait till they get to the end of the drum roll.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now Leah Remini has something to tell us. Go, Leah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am pleased to announce that I have secured a line or two for you, Don, and for you, Mike.
Oh, my God.
On the show.
Hey, a line or two.
A line or two.
Fantastic.
How were you able to do that? You little deal maker, you.
Well, yesterday during the run-through, this was like the first time I've seen Michael, our executive producer, right? And I said, listen, we got to do something for Donna Mike. And he goes, yeah, anything, you know. I go, no, I need to talk to you about it now. Because we were about to do a run-through, and Kevin was sitting there. And I go, we really need to give them a line because this other show, bop it a bop, you know, they support us. And Kevin chimed in, yeah, they do a lot for us, man. We really got to do something for them. And I go, no, I'm not talking extra work, which is what your other friend offered you. And I said, we got to give him a line, you know, literally like a line or two. And he goes, and he said, okay, I would love to. We just need to find the right thing for them this season.
I understand you actually met Greg Garcia from Yes, Dear.
I did. It wasn't great.
It was a little awkward, was it?
It was a little awkward because I came in all feisty, like, you jerk! Blah, 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 you know?
Right.
At the CBS party, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, hey, nice to meet you. Like, really downplayed it. So I was like, ah.
Right, he's a nice guy.
I know, but he had, like, you know what I mean? He was, like, downplaying my stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh,
he
so
should have come back and be like, hey, you crazy, man! You know what I mean? Nothing.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Really? He's trying to be too Hollywood?
Yeah, it was like, hi, how are you? Good to see you. Finally, I get to meet you. I was like, yeah.
Well, he's a rookie, honey.
Boring.
Okay, so listen. You're telling us that we will each have a line on King of Queens. Can you tell us when?
No, and I think Charlie should be in charge of that now.
All right, so Charlie's going to take it from here?
Okay. I think Charlie should take it from here and go, look, you know, I know Leah talked to Michael. Michael agreed. Kevin agreed. So when are you looking at doing this?
You have to tell us when. We're at your leisure.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm saying this is Charlie's dialogue with the producer.
Oh, okay. So Charlie's got to do that. Okay.
You hear that, Charlie the Ape Man?
Yeah, he's nodding in the other room across the glass curtain.
Right, okay. Excellent. Well, Leah, what can I say?
You know what's cool about this? Not only that we're going to get a speaking part, it sounds like what we haven't had a chance to do on your wonderful show, but it'll be a great opportunity to see you again and have you on the show, and that's the nicest thing of all.
But once again, I've come through.
Yes, you
once
have.
Once again.
You have. You've got the biggest balls in Hollywood.
That's right.
You're damn straight.
You are the greatest.
You're the only friend we have, Leah.
Freaking damn right.
You are. You're the greatest. TV's Leah Remini. We love you.
I don't screw around.
I know.
When I say I'm going to do something, I freaking do it.
You do it. Yeah, you're a man. You're a man.
So how's it feel to be back at work? Are you
weird?
Is it weird? Did you have a good summer off?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I did nothing. You know what I mean? It was like I needed kind of a vacation from being home.
Because
mm-hmm. When I'm home, you know, I do all this stuff. Why?
I just want to ask you something. This topic we had earlier today on the show.
Yeah.
How do you feel about strollers? About baby strollers.
What do you mean?
Well, there's somebody on this show that at lunch today here in New York City at the Carnegie Deli, there's somebody who was complaining vigorously mm-hmm. about parents that take those terrible strollers into a deli.
Somebody was complaining about
yes,
that?
Yes.
Well, the person who is complaining should really find something else to complain about, I think.
And he then went on to complain about...
Is this you, Don?
Leah, now you have... You might as well just kick me in the nuts.
All right, go ahead.
You...
All right, move on.
Hurt me to the core.
All right, go ahead.
No, it was Buzz. It was Buzz.
Buzz?
It was Buzz who went on his tangent about strollers, about...
Why?
Well, because he's an evil man.
He doesn't
have
children.
Well, what the hell are they supposed to do?
He doesn't have children, and it inconveniences him, and God forbid... anyone inconvenience Buzz Burbank.
I didn't use that word. It wasn't a tangent. It wasn't just about strollers. It was about inconsiderate people.
Okay, and that's inconsiderate to bring a stroller?
Some people with strollers like...
Well, some people might find it inconsiderate to have sex with another woman. But Buzz certainly doesn't.
Oh, listen to that. A new angle on it right there.
God damn. She's got a mind like a steel trap.
I'm just saying. Some people might find that to be a bit inconsiderate.
Right. Right. All right. We're just asking everybody's opinions today just to make sure that we are not the only ones that feel this way about children.
Hey, I got a question for you. You know, when you say something like that, something that goes back a long time on the show, do you have anything approaching a photographic memory? Is it easy for you to memorize your lines when you're doing the show?
No, not at all.
Because, I mean, you remember stuff from the show. You remember stuff about Rob and Buzz and Charlie. It's just amazing the way you're able to do that.
But not with my lines.
Really?
No, you would think so, right, but it's not.
Okay. Has Angelo given you any cheap homemade gifts recently?
Let me think. No, he hasn't, as a matter of fact.
He hasn't?
He hasn't.
He didn't carve you like a little waterfowl out of wood or anything?
No. He is, I think, in the process of writing me a song, though.
That's as cheap a way out as pasting a bunch of...
Honey, that's so sweet.
Pasting a bunch of pictures on a piece of cardboard.
Sure.
No, honey, that's sweet.
Why doesn't he just make you some macaroni art? You know that thing the little kids do?
Is that Mike?
Yeah, what?
What?
Mike saying that?
No, I said that.
No, I didn't say that.
I said that. Yes, I say all the mean stuff.
You don't say. You guys sound like you have colds or something today.
I do have a cold today.
You do?
Yeah.
I do not.
Well, what's going on with you two? Are you happy? What are you doing? Everything's good in the family?
Yeah, everything's pretty damn good.
Really?
Yeah, very good. We're very excited about the fall, though, because, it's another chance to come out there and to hang out with you guys in the world of TV. It's very exciting.
I know. I'll have Roberta here.
Oh, Roberta. Oh, that's your new girl?
No, Roberta's the girl that got a hold of you two.
Oh, right. I remember. Hey, what about that new girl who took the place of the other girl, the whore?
Which one? Which whore?
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, no, I got somebody else.
Where's Michelle? What's she doing now?
What's Michelle doing? Interior design now? Yeah.
So who's the new Michelle?
The new Michelle is Jamie.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Who's the celebrity that Jamie most resembles?
Okay, Jamie, I know you're going to hate me for this. What's her name? Tom Cruise's wife.
Nicole Kidman. Hey, there's nothing to be ashamed about.
That's a round of applause from us.
Nicole Kidman.
Jamie is... my height, she's got a great ass, great set of boobs.
Yes.
Right, Jamie?
Mm.
And she's an actress, so I know she'll be leaving me soon.
That's
right?
Good. Very cool.
Yeah, so she's a cutie. You're gonna harass her a little bit.
Yeah.
What can we talk about? Anything going on in your world? Anybody you talked to recently that you hated?
In a world.
No, seriously. Nothing.
Come on, what have you been talking about all day?
You know what Don did?
What?
Last week?
What?
Don was the color commentary for the football game on the radio cast. He actually did the color commentary for the Redskins football game.
She doesn't care about that.
I just thought she was asking what was new, and that's something that was new.
I got something else that's new, though. I just joined the Republicans.
You didn't need to mention that. That sucks.
And they came down and gave me a membership card.
Not
and they,
great.
And they put out
yeah,
a,
thank you, Leah. Will you give him a hard time about this?
They put out a press release about it, Leah.
This show has always been 100% Democratic, and then he goes, just because of this Lieberman guy who wants to censor disc jockeys. He goes and joins the Republican Party.
I did it.
Oh, he's lying.
Leah,
you're saying that today.
I swear to God,
honey,
I joined the Republican.
Honey, you can't be a Republican.
I am.
You can't.
I am.
You can't.
I am.
You can't.
I am.
You can't.
I am.
I'd rather talk about football. I mean, that's bad.
Well, listen, deal with it. I'm a Republican.
Honey, you're not.
They gave me the card. I signed the paper. I took the oath.
Baby, don't do that.
I should have seen this guy. You should have seen this guy from the Republican committee. Comes in here, this Poindexter nerd boy with his glasses.
He did have a square head.
And his Lincoln Town car. And he brings all the, you know,
clean house, vote Republican. Here you go, Dom. Happy to have you with us.
Well, listen to this guy. This guy Lieberman, who is the vice presidential candidate. He is a daft prick. And he wants to shut down. Leah, you should be concerned. He wants to shut down entertainment. He wants to shut down movies, television, radio. I'm not for it. I've gone to the other side.
It's not like he's outlawing strollers or something like that.
Honey, I can't. I can't get on this with you now. No.
So what are you, a Democrat?
Yeah.
God bless you, Leah. God bless you you're a right-thinking American.
I was right.
I know.
There you go.
What about your boyfriend? What is he?
Democrat.
What about Kevin? What's he?
Democrat.
Well, honey. What about Stiller?
You can't be on this show.
Stiller's got to be a Republican.
What about Stiller?
I'm sure he's a Democrat.
Wow.
Oh, come on. You got to have a Republican on King of
Larry Thrones. Romano. Larry Romano's probably a Republican.
Honey, he's from New York, and he's Italian.
Mm-hmm. What about the black guy? Who works with
He's a
Kevin.
Democrat.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I know. There's no black Republicans. Right. I know. So there's nobody on King of Queens who's a Republican.
I really have no.
What about
the other closet?
What about Spence?
I don't know. You know, that's a good one. That's one to ponder, sweetie.
I don't want the relationship to suffer because we are now on opposite ends of the political spectrum.
I think this is just a phase you're going through, baby.
I don't think so.
I
do love it when you call me baby, though.
I know. Yeah. You don't have any juice for me? We can't talk about anybody?
Have any Jews for you?
Yeah.
Jews? What type of Jew?
Juice.
Oh, Jews.
Jews.
No, I'm your Jew, babe.
Right.
I'm your Jew.
All right, let me think. Is there anything we can...
Are you a Jew?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
My mother's Jewish and my father's Italian.
That is a passionate combination.
Wow.
Yes.
That means Rob can never speak to you again.
Why?
Rob hates Jews.
Rob hates Jews?
Yeah.
That better be a lie, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to whip you.
That better be a lie.
Gonna,
I don't want to go off on you, babe.
No.
She's going to whip you in the line, Rob.
Right.
You're half Italian and half Jewish?
Is
that
how
it works out? So if you can't get it wholesale, you steal it?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Rob.
That's an old joke.
That's Rob, Leah.
Just
Rob.
A little
that's
joke.
Rob,
that's
Leah.
Rob that said that.
Oh. Rob.
Okay.
Yes. Rob.
Did you like the joke?
Rob, do you understand that I could get so disgustingly ugly with you?
No, please don't.
You really don't want me to.
I don't want you to. It was just a little joke.
Say you take it back.
I take it back three times.
All right, because I can have somebody at that studio in 5 minutes.
No.
I'm not kidding. I know people in New York.
I know you're not kidding.
5 minutes.
No, Leah, listen, we're pathetic. We have absolutely nothing going on.
5 minutes, Rob.
I'm very sorry.
Apologize to all the Italians and Jews you just offended, which is what is your audience.
I apologize to all the Italians and all those of the Jewish faith. I'm very sorry.
There you go. That was a sincere apology from him, Leah.
Why are you sorry?
I'm sorry because, I mean, when you get right down to it, what are we but people?
There you go. That's the way Rob really
thinks. You're being a bit sarcastic, Rob.
No.
Okay, because I could have somebody there in 5 minutes.
I know. And I'd be sorry if that happened.
You're damn right you'd be sorry.
There you go. You tell him, Leah.
Who knew
I'm
it,
sorry,
Leah?
Don. That's annoying.
Listen, no, it's not annoying.
You told
annoying.
Me that,
it's not
told me that in 99.
It's not annoying at all.
And it's annoying when I yell.
No,
I'm
not annoying at all.
I like to when you
that's what
up.
You told me. I'm just going on
not
what you said.
I was lying.
Because you never said you were sorry for that, and you never retracted it, so I should just go on the information you gave me last year.
Now, I'm going to apologize. Okay, I apologize. What am I apologizing for? For telling...
You said I was annoying.
When I said you were annoying. Well...
You said I was annoying when I yelled.
I'd like to say I don't have anything to apologize to Leah for. Nothing.
Mike?
You've
been pretty much perfect the whole time I've known you.
There you go. Okay, with all this talk about Charlie Broyhill and Don and Rob and all that, I just sit over here.
Even Buzz stepped over the line.
Buzz the baby killer.
Leah,
right?
I want to apologize for that. Oh, you know what, Leah?
Was that Buzz?
That was Buzz.
Buzzy baby!
Rob just wrote something down for me, Leah.
What?
And I'm sorry for smoking all your cigarettes. and for bringing the bottle of wine to your house and drinking it all myself.
That's true. You did have one point.
And for leaving the show early last year with my friend.
In a huff.
That's right.
In a huff. Huh? Yeah. He was all pissy. I'm leaving.
I'm sorry.
He ain't so perfect.
Okay, I apologize.
No attention here at the King of Queens. I'm leaving.
All right, sweetie. Listen, hold on a second so you can talk to Charlie the Ape Man, okay?
Love you guys.
Okay, we love you.
Love you, Leo.
Bye, Rob.
Bye. Thank you for working that out for us, honey.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I should get a gift in the mail is what I should get.
Yeah. What do you want?
I don't know, something.
What do you need? What do you need? Anything new for the new house?
How about some candles for my room?
Candles.
All right. Okay.
I'll put my wife right on that.
Gardenia scent, please.
How about I send you a nice stroller?
That's fine with me. It doesn't bother me. Strollers bother Buzz.
I know. All right. Okay. We love you. Hold on, please.
All right, love you. Bye.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, brother. She's a blast.
Yeah. You know, I might as well be married to her. Jesus Christ. It's the same workout as with Frida talking to her on the phone.
That's right. And I'm glad she chastised you, Rob.
Yeah.
For your horribly insensitive comments. Yes.
Never again.
There you go.
Leah Remini.
I'm looking forward to that. Sounds like it's a go.
Yeah, well.
She's the lady of her word. She has proven that time and time again.
I did have to bite my lip from saying, we'll bring you the candles when we're on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
I stopped myself from saying that.
I think we should grease the skids and we should send her some gifts.
And listen.
It's only candles.
Nobody tell her.
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing the Yes Dear thing, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Because the Yes Dear thing, they're going to put us in a scene with Ray Romano when he does a guest spot.
We'll go out there. We'll do it all.
We'll do them both.
L.A. will be our bitch.
We'll do them both at once. Wow, what a break this has been.
Yeah.
Fez, Leah, hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am the truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Man.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, you Slim Shadies.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Slim Shady. Hello,
Don. For Leah Remini, please.
Don and Mike, what?
Hello, I would like to supply candles for Leah Remini.
Yeah, it's unusual when we pick up a phone line and someone's like halfway through a sentence by the time we pick it up.
Thank you, appreciate that, but I think we're going to put the queen of everything retail, Frida, in charge of that that particular problem.
What if I own a gallery in Southern Maryland, what if I could send them to you free of charge, and if you like them, just send them to her?
That's a fine idea.
Yeah, sure, send them along.
Any particular color?
She said she likes gardenia scented candles.
Gardenia scented.
Yeah, are you familiar with that?
I've heard of them, but probably don't sell them.
You don't. Okay. I was thinking you could send a nice ass color.
I have melon.
Melon?
Perfect.
Melon?
Well, whose ass is melon colored?
She might get a kick
Steve
out of that
Johnson.
As well.
She's got the red ass. I guess that'd be the pink ass, wouldn't
sure.
it? It was watermelon colored. All right, sure. You send them on.
I need to... can I talk to Charlie or get the address or something?
Just,
or
listen, just send it to Don and Mike Radio Show.
Okay.
North Pole.
Gotcha.
Thank you. We do appreciate it.
All righty. Chesapeake Gallery.
Thank you.
Right.
There you go.
Got his little plug in there.
A butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack woke up with a little... All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Charlie Broyhill's a registered voter. He's a member of the gay party.
Oh, dear. That guy
Hello.
Again.
Wow. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
How are you today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hi.
You know what I was just thinking? You switched pictures with Jennifer Aniston, didn't you, for Leah's?
Yes,
in the studio?
Yeah, right. The picture in front of me is the picture of Jennifer Aniston from, was that Vanity Fair? Vanity Fair.
Yeah, but what has he done for you lately except marry Brad Pitt, you know? Leah's working hard for you, doing good things. You get good karma, you put her picture back up.
Well, listen, honey, I appreciate that, but my karma's fine.
For getting on the show, though, having things work out right.
I like looking at this picture of Jennifer Aniston every day.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like Leah's doing a lot more for you.
Ma'am, if Don does that, the next thing you know, you're coming in here and you're redecorating the entire studio.
Thank you.
Isn't it just like a girl?
Isn't that though? God, this picture of her.
I just think it'd be a great idea to put a picture back up.
You know what? I would put up a picture of Leah if there was a picture of Leah available like this picture of Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if there is.
Well, you have to talk to Leah about it. Work on that.
This picture of Jennifer Aniston, she is virtually naked.
Right.
She's standing under a waterfall with this half shirt that's coming off her shoulder, and you can absolutely see everything.
Don't you agree that's the sexiest picture of Mrs. Pitt that we have?
Yes.
I appreciate that, but a good mind's a sexy thing, too.
Well, who's the celebrity you most resemble, my big-brained friend?
Not that the other attributes don't count either, but I'm just thinking she's doing a great job to you guys.
Who do you resemble?
If I had to say, probably Lisa Kudrow.
Ah. Lisa Kudrow.
All right, okay, bow wow.
There you go.
Well, sorry, but...
How much is that doggy in the window?
Oh,
but no, I agree with you. Leah's a good, close, trusted friend.
Yeah.
But I'm also slightly superstitious, and things have been going fine since I switched the picture, so I'm not going to switch it back.
Keep it where it is.
Okay, well...
Thank you, though.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don, my show.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
You know, it did seem like a minor point we were making with that woman, but she just wouldn't listen.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Speaking of Jennifer Aniston, did you see that thing where she's suing Celebrity Skin magazine for taking a picture of her topless?
Yeah, and unbathing? You know, I saw the pictures, and they're not worth suing because the pictures, the angle of the photographer is so far away.
Oh, really?
That sucks.
It's very hard to you can obviously see her gigantic orbs of fun flesh.
How do they look even from a distance?
Oh, nice.
Really? You've seen the photos?
Yeah, but...
Not worth buying, then?
No, absolutely. It was in an old issue. Somebody emailed the picture.
Okay.
To me. If you really want to see what her boobs look like, look at that picture in Vanity Fair. That's a much fairer representation
of
Jennifer Aniston's boobs. Oh, and all this sex talk is getting me very hot.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Very hot. You want to call 1-900-BIG-TWATS?
Oh, God.
You want to call 1-900 Forbidden Entry?
Yeah, let's call that.
Oh, how about 1-900 Wild Whores?
Yeah, fantastic.
1-900 Hot Dolls. 1-900 Big Twat. Is that the funniest one ever? Hi, you've called 1-900 Big Twat. Now, listen, we have these new numbers, because they mentioned you bought all these great dirty magazines
today. Right, exactly.
And before the show, Rob and I were experimenting. I want to show you...
Yeah, experimenting with someone's name. Thanks for putting my full name in there. I wish I could just see you guys with tears running down your face. Putting a message in from Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Charlie, can you clear all the lines? I can't make the 900 call unless it's on one of the request lines.
Okay. There we go. You were trying to explain to me what you did earlier today.
Okay. This is... I originally thought we were going to have Pete Johnson dial for transvestites.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then I thought I'd look in your new nudie magazines that you bought us and find some better numbers.
Hi, guys. Thanks for calling this all-live phone line. We're ladies.
Now, as it turns out...
They share their secrets with you.
This is a different format than we've ever had for the phone sex thing.
National Telephone Enterprises. If you're under 18, you must hang up now.
I think they got a bunch of commercials here, so...
Exciting new way to...
Let me explain how this works.
One-on-one.
You get a chance to leave a message where you say, as I said, hi, this is Mike O'Mara.
Oh, thank you.
I'm horny. And then it's like when you call an answering machine, they say, do you want to hear the message again? Is that message okay? Then you send the message out into this 1-900 number where all of these other pervs are gathered.
And people listen to the message and then
people...
One single fight on the...
People would respond to the message. Rob and I were sitting here and we would just be listening to filler crap like this.
Right.
And they would come on and go... You have a response.
Oh,
to
really?
Hear the response, press 1.
So people are really communicating within this 900 number with voicemail.
Yes.
Now, my question to you, and I ask it once again, was that a permanent message that I left on this? Do I have, like, was I assigned a number?
No.
For
no.
Dateline voice
no.
personal.
You'll see how it works right now.
2 to see who's in the talk line. Choose from these 2 different talk lines with different people, different fantasies. Press 1 to see who's waiting in the red light district. Press 2 for the meat market or...
Meat market.
Is that the one you pressed before?
Yeah. Give it a second.
Give it a second, honey.
Wait on it, honey.
And then...
after you converse with
someone. Welcome to Hot Amateur Talk. Press 1 to enter or press the star key. You have 90 seconds to introduce yourself to all the comrades.
Okay, now show exactly what I did.
Okay, but don't mention my name.
Greetings get the most responses, so make your ad stand out. Make it hot. Make it sexy. Be wild. Be daring, but be careful to protect your privacy. No last names, phone numbers, addresses, or any information that could be misused by other callers. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now relax. You can re-record your ad as often as you like until you're satisfied. Speak at the tone, press pound when finished. Good luck.
Hi, this is Ken. Ken Stevens. I got a real BM fetish. Anybody out there like a nice BM? I love a nice BM. I'm waiting.
Press 1 to review the greeting you just recorded.
Hi, this is Ken, Ken Stevens. I got a real BM fetish. Anybody out there like a nice BM? I love a nice BM. I'm waiting.
Press 1 to review the greeting you just...
Yeah, I'm going to send it into
right.
play.
It's 2 to re-record your greeting. Press 3 to approve your greeting and enter the tag line. You're about to hear greetings from other callers on the system right now. Quick tip, don't get bugged by loud music, offensive language, or male callers on the ladies' line. Press 6 after an ad you don't like and you'll never hear it again. To skip past a greeting, press 4. To respond, simply follow the instructions.
And now, at one point,
the greeting is closed.
If someone wants to talk to us live...
Yeah, it's me. What are you doing?
They can do that.
Well, you know, if you're not too busy, you could always just come on over here and talk to me.
All right, I'll do that.
Damn it.
Press 1 to repeat this greeting. Press 2 to send this caller a message. Press 3 to ask this caller. Record your message at the tone. State your name in every message. Press pound when finished.
You want to do it?
Hi, my name is Jeremy. I'm 6'4". I have a beautiful tan. I'm extremely well endowed, and I want you, all of you. Yeah.
Press 1 to review the message you just recorded.
Hi, my name is Jeremy. I'm 6'4". I have a beautiful tan. I'm extremely well endowed, and I want you, all of you. Yeah.
Press 1 to review the message you just recorded. Press 2 to re-record your message.
No need.
Press 3 to send your message sent to caller number
74.
Hi, this is Jen. I'm 5'1", reddish brown hair, brown eyes.
Oh my god.
I'm very sexy. I have the heart of a golden angel.
Hey.
I like romantic walks along the beach. I'm 5'1". I'm about 180, but I wear a size 42B.
Whoa.
Whoa. Turn on the side of my hot, erratic chest.
See, now, by this point, when Rob and I were fooling around with
you, you were getting messages from the other one?
We were already hearing back. You have a message from person 76.
Press 1 to repeat this greeting. Press 2 to send this caller a message. Press 3 to ask this caller to speak. Record your connection request after the tone. Press pound when finished.
Hi, this is Ken Stevens. 51180? Are you into BMs? I am. Please respond. Have you ever been to scatlover.com? That's my favorite website. Waiting to hear from you.
Press 1 to review the connection.
Hi, this is Ken Stevens. 51180? Are you into BMs? I am. Please respond.
Please.
Have you ever been to scatlover.com? That's my favorite website. Waiting to hear from you.
Press 1 to review the connection request you just recorded. Press 2 to re-record connection request sent to caller number
75.
Hi, guys. This is Blossom calling from Missouri. Originally from Clover, Florida. What's happening? I'm just here at home roasting and
wow.
Trying to relax. Just got off work not long ago.
And these hoes.
I got the line. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what's happening with you?
All right, I got one.
Myself, okay. I'm 5'6", 143 pounds, long, dirty blonde, feathered hair almost to my waist, big, pretty green eyes, high cheekbones, nice hand. I'm a Virgo, 45 years old, German, Irish, Indian, and French. Just looking to talk to a really sweet, fine-looking, special honey. So if you're interested and you'd love to talk to me, I would love to talk to you. So please, have a very beautiful night. Blossom said that.
Press 1 to repeat this greeting. Press 2 to send this caller a message. Press 3 to ask this caller to speak with you live and one-on-one. Press 4 to go on. Record your message at the tone. State your name in every message. Press pound when finished.
Hello, my name is Charlie, and I'm almost 60, and I like big teas. Do you have big teas? I like them. I like big teas, ice cream, and pizza. So if you want to talk to me, I'm big, too. Ooh.
Press 1 to review the message.
Hello, my name is Charlie, and I'm almost 60, and I like big teas. Do you have big teas? I like them. I like big teas, ice cream, and pizza. So if you want to talk to me, I'm big, too. Ooh.
Press 1 to review the message you just recorded. Press 2 to re-record your message. Press 3 to send your message sent to caller number 77.
Hi, this is Angel. I'm 22, 5'6", I have long curly brown hair, brown eyes, and cute kissable lips. J'aimerais parler avec n'importe qui, de n'importe quoi, n'importe quand. Si c'est toi,
laisse
un message. Merci.
Press 1 to repeat this greeting.
No.
Press 2 to send this caller a message. Press 3 to ask this caller to speak with you live and one-on-one.
Yes.
Record your connection request after the tone. Press pound when finished.
Oh, oh, oh. Hi, this is Ken. You're so hot. I'm really into BMs and to French chicks. Please, please talk to me now. I'm Kenny French. I'm so into BMs.
Press 1 to review the connection request.
Oh, oh, oh. Hi, this is Ken. You're so hot. I'm really into BMs and to French chicks. Please, please talk to me now. I'm Kenny French. I'm so into BMs.
Press 1 to review the connection request you just recorded. Press 2 to re-record your connection request. Press 3 to send your connection request sent to caller number 79.
Hi, my name's Darcy. I'm 18 years old. I have brown hair, blue eyes. I'm about 5'5". I like to party. I like to have fun. And I love to have sex. I wear a size double D bra. So if any of you guys want to play dirty, come and talk to me.
Press 1 to repeat this greeting. Record your connection request after the tone. Press pound when finished.
Hi. My name is Pete. I'm into BMs. And I want to have fun. I like sex with BMs. Thank you. Don't unplug me.
Press 1 to review the connection request you just recorded.
Hi. My name is Pete. I'm into BMs. And I want to have fun. I like sex with BMs. Thank you. Don't unplug me.
Press 1 to review the connection request. Connection request sent to caller number 80.
Hey, this is Sapphire.
Oh, dear.
I'm a 29-year-old single black.
Hello? My name is Tanya. I'm 5'6". I'm blonde.
Yeah, right.
Naturally blonde.
Good afternoon. This is Mary. I'm a bi female.
Yeah.
I just got home from work.
Ah.
Soaking wet.
Either a male or a female would like to talk.
Record your connection request after the tone. Press pound when finished.
Mary! It's Ken. Kenny French. Please, I'm desperate for someone to talk to. I'm so hot. I'm so horny. I'm so into BMs.
Press 1 to review the connection request you just...
Mary! It's Ken. Kenny French. Please, I'm desperate for someone to talk to. I'm so hot. I'm so horny. I'm so into BMs.
Press 1 to review the connection request you just recorded. Press 2 to re-record your connection request. Press 3 to send connection request sent to caller number
85.
Here comes a personal message just for you.
Oh, good. Here's a response.
This is Angel. As long as you're having fun, you can say what you want to say and be into whatever you want to be into. Ça peut être différent avec moi. Tu peux dire et faire n'importe quoi. Tu peux dire de moi sur whatever.
Press 1 to hear this message again. Record your connection request after the tone.
Ken
Press
French.
Pound when finished.
Hello, mademoiselle. Ken French here. I don't know where you got the opinion that I was fooling around. I adore. J'adore BMs. Mon ami. Come on. Let's get physical with BMs. I'm not kidding, goddammit.
Press 1 to review the connection.
Hello, mademoiselle. Ken French here. I don't know where you got the opinion that I was fooling around. I adore. J'adore BMs. Mon ami. Come on. Let's get physical with BMs. I'm not kidding, goddammit.
Press 1 to review the connection request sent to caller number
79.
Sorry, your connection request was declined by caller number
80.
Hi, this is a submissive female, and whoever wants to talk to me, I am hot and horny right now. So if you want to talk to me, then get back.
Hi, this is Nicole. I just got cut off. I am definitely back. Very hot, very sexy, very horny. I'm 5'7", 110, long dark hair curl. Incredibly gorgeous.
Hi, I'm on the line just a minute ago, calling from California. About 5'10", long brown hair, brown eyes. Doing very hot and horny. So, send me a really kinky message about a... experience or fantasy.
You want to?
Yeah. Okay.
Record your connection request after the tone. Press pound when finished.
Hey, this is Jethro Bodine. How you doing? I like to wear a rope belt and get naked. And I also like to go to scatlover.com. That's all about BMs. I sure hope you want to talk about BMs too, just like me. There's nothing like BMs, Grammy. Thank you. Thank you.
Press 1 to review the connection request you just...
Hey, this is Jethro Bodine. How you doing? I like to wear a rope belt and get naked. And I also like to go to scatlover.com. That's all about BMs. I sure hope you want to talk about BMs too, just like me. There's nothing like BMs, Grammy. Thank you.
Connection request sent to caller number
102.
Here comes a personal message.
All right, here's a response.
Well, hey, Ken French. Oh, I know you're so serious. It's just so obvious, by the way, you and your buddies are laughing your heads off, but, hey, whatever.
Press 1 to hear this message again.
Okay. All right,
press 2 to send
this
caller message. Record your connection request after the tone. Press pound when finished.
Listen, whore. This is Ken French. They're no friends with me. I had the TV on. I'm watching Jerry Springer. I like French chicks. I like BMs. Got me? Bitch.
You made me laugh. Press 1 to review the connection request you just
recorded. I didn't do anything.
You can re-record it.
Press 2 to re-record
the connection
request.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
Press 3 to send your connection request.
Listen, whore. This is Ken French.
Ken French.
They're no friends with me. I had the TV on. I'm watching Jerry Springer. I like French chicks. I like BMs.
Got me? Bitch.
Press 1 to review the connection.
I'm going
to
send it. Send it.
Connection request sent to caller number
79.
Sorry, your connection request was declined by caller number
102.
Oh, later. Hello, my name is Brandy. I was wondering, have you ever fantasized about your wife or maybe your daughter having a hot...
Okay.
Hi, this is Chloe. Got kicked off again. It keeps doing it to me. It's starting to piss me off. Eric, if you're out there, I'm back on.
Hi, it's me at 2557. I'm on Green Eyes right here in Montauk.
Hi, my name is Lacey. I'm 18.
That's too young.
Hi, this is Tony. I'm 5'7", 125, and I always get my way. I'm half Italian, half Greek, very horny.
Yeah.
Press 1 to repeat.
All right, I want to leave a message for her.
Press 2 to send this caller a message. Press 3 to ask. Record your message at the tone. State your name in every message. Press pound when finished.
Hello? Hello, this is Bill, Major Bill Smith. My nails grow. All women are jealous of my fingernails, and I'm very, very sick. But I need someone to talk to. We can talk about spam and baby llamas and all that good stuff. Just ask for me, Bill. Bill Smith, baby.
Press 1 to review the message.
Hello? Hello, this is Bill, Major Bill Smith. My nails grow. All women are jealous of my fingernails, and I'm very, very sick. But I need someone to talk to. We can talk about spam and baby llamas and all that good stuff. Just ask for me, Bill. Bill Smith, baby.
Press 1 to review the message you just recorded. Press 2 to re-record your message. Press 3 to send message sent to caller number
109.
Sorry, your connection request was declined by caller number
79.
What's that? This is China.
Which one was 79?
I don't know.
It was someone a long time ago who finally got the message and just said, don't want any part of it.
Who the hell knows in this quagmire?
That was an invalid response. Choose from these two different talk lines with different people, different fantasies.
I think I'm going to the other room now.
Okay.
Oh, goddamn, look what time it is.
Hello? Hello?
I really could do this all day. Rob and I did this, not live, for half an hour before the show today.
Talk. Press 1 to enter or press the star key to return to the... You have 90 seconds to introduce yourself to all the callers on the talk line. The best greetings get the most responses, so make your ad stand out.
Yeah, you do the last one.
Hot. Make it sexy. Be wild. Be daring, but be careful to protect your privacy. No last names, phone numbers, addresses, or any information that could be misused by other callers.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now relax. You can re-record your ad as often as you like until you're satisfied. Speak at the tone. Press pound when finished. Good luck.
Hi. Hi, this is Regis, and I'm into everything except intercourse. I'd love to talk to you about using, your fingers, your hands, and all the different things that we can do. It doesn't matter. Okay, fine. Whatever you choose to do, I'd love to get down hot and horny, and I'm very big into mutual oral. So if you want to talk to me, we can talk and we can have some fun. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you've got big breasts under a fur coat. Thank you.
Press 1 to review the greeting you just...
Hi, this is Regis, and I'm into everything except intercourse. I'd love to talk to you about using, your fingers, your hands, and all the different things that we can do. It doesn't matter. Okay, fine. Whatever you choose to do, I'd love to get down hot and horny, and I'm very big into mutual oral. So if you want to talk to me, we can talk and we can have some fun. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you've got big breasts under a fur coat. Thank you.
Press 1 to review the greeting. You're about to hear greetings from other callers on the system right now. Quick tip, don't get bugged by loud music, offensive language, or nail polish.
Okay, now, your message is Regis,
right,
is now floating out there.
You don't like and you'll
wait a second to see if we get any responses.
Press 4.
Very good.
To respond, simply follow the instructions after the greeting is played.
Hi, this is Honey. I was on the line.
And Honey, I'm...
And for some reason, I was disconnected. Now I'm back. And I'd love to talk with someone. I'm extremely bi-curious and just looking to have fun.
Right.
Press 1 to repeat this greeting. Press 2 to send this caller message. Record your message at the tone. State your name in every message. Press pound when finished.
Hi, Kenny Fretch here. Not that I love more than BM sex. Sex with BMs. Oh, crap. We have to re-record this.
Press 1 to review the message you have recorded.
I want you to review it.
Hi, Kenny Fretch here.
Kenny Fretch here.
Not that I love more than BM sex. Sex with BMs. Oh, crap. We have to re-record this.
Press 1 to review the message you just recorded.
Okay.
Press 2 to re-record your message.
Okay, this time seriously.
Press
here we go.
Record your message at the tone. State your name in every message. Press pound when finished.
Hi, my name's Kenny French. Three things come to mind. Corn, peanuts, and you. Damn, I love BMs. Please, respond to me. Kenny French, your BM man.
Press 1 to review the message you just recorded.
Hi, my name's Kenny French. Three things come to mind. Corn, peanuts, and you. Damn, I love BMs. Please, respond to me. Kenny French, your BM man.
Press 1 to review the message you just recorded. Message sent to caller number 74.
Oh, hello, this is Maria. I'm 23 years old, Hispanic. I am 5'9".
Here's Kayla, I'm 19.
Read that out.
Hello, my name is Ginger. I'm a 33-year-old black professional female. I'm just kidding.
She just had a girl come on, and the first thing she said is that she loves D's.
Yeah, can't do that.
I don't mean Rick D's, I mean like, you know, the letter D.
Oh. Rick and D's.
Here comes a personal message just for you.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Mark, and I was just cruising around listening to some messages and stuff, but that one was definitely the funniest damn message I've ever heard, and... you do a pretty good read. Just, if there's anyone else you do, let me know. Thanks.
Okay. To send this color.
I don't want
to
play anymore. All right. I don't want to play anymore. No, thank you.
All right, game over.
Thank you. I don't want to play anymore.
Game over, but you got to bet that's the best phone sex line we've ever called.
Absolutely.
God damn, that's fun.
That was fun. And you're Kenny French, the BM man.
Clear them out right now. And be call 100. We'll give you a shot at $500 American with Secret Sound. Number 7, the final secret sound, lies straight ahead.
BM sex.
Now, phone number 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get on the stands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it?
Oh, quiet, you fool! Get away with that torch.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So during that break, I was just walking around.
Yeah.
I walked upstairs. I talked to that receptionist.
Right.
The guy who doesn't know us.
Okay. Right,
said, which one are you? Are you Don or Mike? Are you Charlie?
Right.
I said, I'm Don. He said, I have a message for you. Yeah, they're on the phone right now. Well, somebody just jerking my chain.
Right.
It is the New York Republican Committee.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Calling to welcome me. They would also like to come down.
Hey. Look at all the Republicans stepping up.
And give me a goddamn straw hat or some kind of a membership card.
Can I just say I am extremely disappointed that the Democrats have not stepped up, that they have completely ignored this show. I think that sucks.
So they wanted to come down tomorrow. I said we're not going to be in town tomorrow. I got a Redskins game tomorrow to call. Next time we come to New York, the Republicans are coming by.
Unbelievable.
Wow. The New York Republicans coming by to take care of me.
Cool. Wow.
And last night when we were in the car on the way to dinner, we were talking about Lieberman, that daft prick, and somebody mentioned the actor. Somebody had it. Yeah. The actor I was thinking of in the movie, and it is Rob?
The chauffeur from Guarding Tess.
Guarding Tess.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the guy. That's the actor I was thinking of. If you've ever seen the movie Guarding Tess, well, you have my sympathies, because it's an awful movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, it sucks.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies. I love the byplay between Nicolas Cage and Shirley MacLaine.
It's an awful movie. I've seen it about 100 times, but
you can't go by it. You see, you're saying you don't like it, but you can't ignore it when it's on there. You go to see it because it's the dynamic between the two of them.
It's a bad movie, and the guy who is Shirley MacLaine's limo driver, she plays like the Betty Ford.
Yeah, he's
movie.
The guy that ends up kidnapping her, and then she burns his neck with a cigarette lighter, and Nicolas Cage shoots off his toe. Mm-hmm. Not that I love the movie.
That is the character actor who I most closely identify with daft prick Lieberman, the reason I left the Democratic Party.
Right, well, we keep the door open for you, Don, and as a supporter of the Gore-Lieberman ticket, I will tell you, you will always be welcome, and I will do my very best when he's elected vice president to keep some checks and balances on that whole censorship thing.
You know, Frieda's tried, you tried. Frankly, Mike, I think the only person that could sway me over might be... Julia Remini.
Yes. Very good. All right, we'll see what she can do.
She might be the Democrat's last hope.
We will see when we get out to Los Angeles. She can do it.
Half Jew, half Italian.
What? Take it away, Rob.
You can't say that.
No,
right.
Rob.
God, Rob.
Rob is right.
Rob goes
down.
Mental. If there is anything racial at all, Rob will go nuts. He will go bananas.
He's in here writing down his wacky one-liners.
Saying, writing his horrible thoughts for you to express.
Rob, here you go.
I won't do it.
Say it, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I don't do it.
Devil on his shoulder.
I don't do it. I got myself in enough trouble with stuff that I say on my own.
I don't need you
writing. Caller 100.
I don't need Rob writing down bad stuff for me to say.
I know.
Hello?
I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what is your name?
My name is Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Burlington, Vermont.
Beautiful. Call number 100. That's what you are, and you have won condoms.
Oh, joy.
25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free. Listen, look at it from Buzz's standpoint. Use a condom, never worry about a stroller.
Absolutely.
Durex condoms. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I am.
$500 online. Secret sound number 7. The final secret sound, incidentally. You're going to give this contest a rest.
Yes, very good.
After we have a winner here, we'll play you the sound now, a common everyday sound. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer. Don't Mike sings like.
Raw Hubbard Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
So anyway, that's the guy who's the lookalike for Lieberman, the movie Guarding Tess, and I know he's been in about a million other movies. We're a little short, a little worm like Lieberman.
Are in my favor.
Yes!
Oh, yes! Yes!
For $500, what is that sound?
Sounds like somebody cracking an ice tray.
No.
Pretty good.
No, yeah, that is actually, I to categorize it as a novel guess.
Very that good. Was our first secret sound.
Oh, was that really?
Yeah, like a million years ago, that was our first secret sound.
Who even remembers? Thank you, Head. Thank you, Head. And thank you, my friend. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue,
for you. Now, listen, today's show has been all jammed up.
Yes, it has.
We have to do a stop set now so that we can get the rest of the show in. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's see.
I got a phone call.
No. I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh. It's going to take a phone call.
Well, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed. Not buying
it. Do you get the feeling
that you're gay?
From New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we have a truncated week. Tomorrow, not a show because the Redskins are going to be on in our time slot. For those of you in the D.C. area and on the Redskins Radio Network, I'll have the pregame for you at 6. And the tension will be in the air because Sam Huff will be in the same booth.
Oh, that should be very interesting.
Yeah. No longer is the pregame show done in one booth and the play-by-play in another booth.
So you guys are all up there together.
Yeah, so we'll all be in the same room, and I'll let you know what happens on Monday. Listen tomorrow to the Redskins. I do appreciate that. Next week on the show, the return of Strip Trivia 2000.
Yeah, the hot, sultry, steamy summer edition with, of course, a great prize.
Yeah, right? We have, I think, a trip to Arizona to give away. We'll be playing Strip Trivia on the show next week. Beach House 2, our biggest and best beach house ever.
Right.
Big Joe DiCaprio, Mr. 40,
yep.
Lisa, Koya, Timmy the Nigerian Nightmare.
It's going to be great.
And a bunch of our wacky, kooky, crazy listeners living together and living it out on the radio over the Labor Day week. We will start that soon. And I think we have a Las Vegas-style show coming up. I'm not just jerking your chain on that. I think if Bradley gets his act together back at JFK, we will have the Vegas-style show to announce very soon.
Tough for him to get his act together with Tim McWilliams taking pokes at him all the time.
And finally, to radio station I don't know what it is. Hot Talk in Gainesville, Florida. I'm not reading this. You know, I do the slug lines for the stations.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Hi, you're listening to the Don and Mike show on WNEW. So
right.
They can do them coming in and out of commercials.
Sure.
You wrote, hi, this is Don Geronimo. And you're Y-O-U-R.
Of course.
You're listening to the best damn show on the radio. It's the Don and Mike show. Weekdays, call in or just sit there for the best 4.5 hours of radio.
Good. Don't read it.
Well, they can't run it with me reading it like this.
No, they can't.
The Don and Mike show, starting at 3, exclusively here on Gainesville's Hot Talk.
Gainesville.
1430.
Now they can't run in Gainesville.
I mean, Jesus. What a mess that is.
Just go in there and wing it. What would you say? Do it off the top of your head. There you go.
Here's what I'll give it to you right now.
In 3, 2, 1.
It's the Don and Mike Show weekdays on Gainesville's Hot Talk 1430.
See, that was, ladies and gentlemen, one take.
That's how you do it.
And you want to know what's really sad? I believe you already turned that copy down once, sent them the regular slugs, and I think they've refaxed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they're just being persistent.
Well, you know, why do we have radio stations? And this is not, I'm only using them as an example. We get fed stuff like this all the time from stations where somebody writes something that they think is clever.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that this is, you know, trying to be slap nuts funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not even creative.
I think that you've given them the creative read that they richly deserve.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, thank you to Gainesville. Gainesville.
All right.
Beautiful Gainesville, where our show is heard every day. Just run the damn show.
All right.
Just run the show. Now, listen, because we won't be here tomorrow, a Friday favorite today, and I do smell Oxy in the... Yeah, I do. Oxy 5. I smell Oxy 5. I smell Clearasil.
Hello, how are you? How are you? Tommy Lee here. Hi, Don. How are you? Buzz, Rob, everybody here. How y'all doing?
I knew it was somebody with bad skin. Hi, Tommy Lee.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, they threw a rope around my neck, forced me to come in here. Here I am. Yes, I'm having a good time. We're all here with you. Yes, I got over here, PDQ. They told me to do that. I'm here. How are you? Got to promote the movie Space Cowboys. Y'all go out and see it. It's a great movie. Understand me?
Okay. Now listen, TLJ.
Great movie. Yes, sir. Donald Sutherland. We got Clint Eastwood, Jim Garner. Good boys. Go see that movie, Space Cowboys. Funny enough, they have crap that's out there right now.
Now listen, TLJ. I want to tell you.
It's nice TLJ's been here. I've been on a lot of jobs. I haven't been in radio stations very often with all the different call letters, but I work for the CIA, the FBI, the FDA, the EPA, the DEA, all those fine organizations. How are you? Good to see you. I want a hard target search for the studio right now because I want to find me a glass of water. Can we get a glass of water for Tommy Lee?
Yeah. TLJ.
Thank you very much.
Saw
good to
the
see you,
movie.
Donald. How are you?
I like the movie.
Well, you got good taste. I'll tell you right now, you got great taste, fantastic taste. We are so happy that you're going to go see our movie. And I'll tell you, are you going to get all your friends to go out and see the movie? You know, you got a lot of influence around this radio station.
Don't I've asked them.
I don't want you just to ask. I want you to tell. You understand me, son? I want you to ask everybody around this whole radio station to go see the show. It's a fantastic show. You'll have a good time. You'll enjoy yourself. You understand what I'm saying? I'm Tommy Lee. I want you to go out and enjoy the show. Come on, boy. Get everybody out here. Mobilize. Tell the troops. You're the big star. You just say to people, go down. You want to go see the show? Go see the show, damn it. That's what you're doing on your Friday night. You're not going out to dinner. You're not going out to see another stupid movie. You're going to go see Tommy Lee. Don't go see Perfect Storm. You go see Space Cowboys. Why? Because my friend TLJ's in it. There you go.
TLJ?
And I'm not talking about that temporomandibular joint disorder either. I'm talking about TLJ. You know.
I was going to ask, how is your TMJ?
My TMJ is doing fine. I had a little lockjaw on the set, and they had to take me in, and they said, you know, they have trouble with that. I have such bad skin, they had to bring me into my trailer right now. And they said, Tommy, you jaw locked up again. I said, of course my jaw locked up. I know that. You don't have to tell me that. My jaw locked up. I'm sure it did. Just on pride, let me get back out to the set and do my scene with Clint Eastwood. So they came in, they unlocked my jaw, and it was fantastic. He was a good doctor, good guy, really good guy, fantastic. Worked on major presidents, too. He's an old guy, about 75 years old, worked on FDR, RFK, LBJ. I'm just glad I wasn't DOA when he finished doing me. There you go. How you doing? How you boys been? Great to see you. Yes, sir. He's a good MD. He's a PhD and an MD, too. Hey, where's my BLT?
TLJ?
I swear to God, I want my BLT. I got a glass of water. I have certain requests on. You can handle that, can't you? You know what I'm talking about. I'm not a difficult man to get along with. I asked for a glass of water. I want a glass of water and a BLT. That's all I want right now.
We want an H2O and a BLT for TLJ.
H2O and that. I want that right now. ASAP. Is that possible? Is that trouble to get that in here for me right now? Tommy Lee Jones coming down to make movie star. Wants to come down and do this lovely radio show?
TLJ, while we get your BLT and your
I already talked about BMs before. It was damn funny. I don't mind telling you that. I like that. When you call those phone sex whores, I tell you right now, that gave me a big laugh. We were coming over here and I said, get over there ASAP. I got to be on NEW as soon as possible. Okay, do you understand that, driver? Then I heard you talking. All these whores talking about BMs, and I tell you right now, I'd like to fall out of the car. I thought that's about the funniest thing I've ever heard, Don. I really do. I have to tell you right now, I'm going to give you your props. I'm going to. Man, that is a funny thing you did.
So, TLJ,
Yes, sir. God, I hate to smile.
You think BMs are funny?
I think BMs are funny. I think RPMs are funny. I think BMWs are funny. I think LTDs are funny. I think everything's funny with acronyms. I do that. 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 I think you're a very funny man, Don. I like that. You know, most people would say, oh, boy, I want to get down and dirty with you, but no, you went right to excretory functions. I think that's a good idea, Don. I think that's good the way you went right to the BM because, you know, the excretory function is still the funniest damn thing in the world. There's not a father and son across this great land of ours that doesn't laugh about a fart.
Hey, now, TLJ?
Yeah, go ahead.
Weren't you in the movie JFK?
JFK, I was. Yes, I played an FAG in the movie JFK. You might have remembered me. Absolutely. It was a very interesting part I had, and it was a very stimulating part, too. And I worked with, you know, KK, Kevin Costner. I'll tell you right now, good man. Because that would be KC. I like that KC and the Sunshine Band, too. Yeah, that's the way, I like it. I'll tell you that right now. We're having a good time. But I'm doing all the rounds. Doing NEW, JFK, all the other radio stations. I'm doing ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, NEW. And I'll tell you right now, I'm looking forward to it. But everywhere I go, I get a BLT with my H2O. Do you understand that, Don? Is it difficult to get that in here for me?
You know what song I was listening to the other day?
What's that?
MFSB by TSOP.
Fantastic. But I'm a big fan of TLC.
Or is it TSOP by MFSB? You know, the Soul Train thing.
Ah, yeah. Don Cornelius, fantastic friend of mine. Yeah, I went to college with him and Al Gore, same time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, three roommates sitting in rooms, Al Gore, Tommy Lee, and Don Cornelius, all sitting there. We're going to be big things. We went to UCLA together.
You're a fan
we had a fantastic time.
You're a fan, you say, of TLC?
I love TLC. Yes, sir. I love TLC in many ways. I love the band and also like Tender Love and Care, Don. I think Tender Love and Care is the thing you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give tender love and care to your mother, and I just want to tell all of your wonderful little listeners out there, please treat your mom with respect. She is the only mom you will ever have. Treat her with TLC. Okay?
How is Mama Jones doing?
Mama Jones, well, first of all, she looks just like me. She's only got pigtails, gray pigtails, snow white pigtails, but her face is exactly like mine. And I tell you, Mama Jones is just a fantastic lady. I said, Mama, I'm home. I tell you, just made another great movie, made another $20 million. Mama, you going to put me up for tonight? She says, how about this big tall glass of lemonade? And I said, that'll be just fine. Put it right on the table, PDQ. And she gives it to me. We have a fantastic, makes good biscuits, too. She's a fantastic lady. If you laugh about my mom again, I swear to God, I'll put your head right through that wall. I don't mind telling you, you with the flat top. I'm talking to you right now. Do not laugh about my mama. That is taboo. Do I have to remind you that is taboo?
TLJ?
Yes, go ahead, DG.
I hate to break in.
Yes, fire away.
My son is calling from Spain.
Ah, España.
I see no reason to break character.
No, there's no reason whatsoever. Let me talk to him. How's the boy doing? I heard he's been on top of speeches. Now, what the heck's he doing with all that kind of game over there?
Let's put him on the phone real quick, because we got somewhere in the middle of doing a bit today. Hello?
Sorry, Dad.
Hey, Barty, hi.
Hello there, hi. Bart. It's Tommy Lee Jones. How you doing over there in Spain, son?
Fine.
Are you minding your P's and Q's over there? Are you trying to be a good son? Are you trying to be okay? I heard you arguing with your daddy about money yesterday. Now, son, I want you to show some appreciation for your daddy. He's provided you with this incredible trip to Spain. Will you, and I repeat, will you treat your father with the proper respect that he's sending you over to Spain and say thank you, daddy? Say thank you, daddy. Do it for me. Please, say thank you, daddy.
I don't know, Tommy.
Just say thank you, daddy. Can you say that for me, Bart? Can you do that for me, please?
Thank you, daddy.
There you go. Atta boy. You got a good boy. Good, fine boy. Upstanding young citizen right there.
Now, Barty, we're right in the middle of Jeopardy here. So is this just a call to say hi?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, hi. How's everything going?
We're playing low budget Jeopardy. That's also known as LBJ, Bart.
Yep.
With
TLJ.
TLJ.
Tommy Lee Jones.
We used to have TMJ.
Hey, son, do you like my movies? Do you like me in Batman when I play Two-Face? Did you like that? Did that make you laugh? Did you enjoy that? Did you have fun with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Are you having a good time in Spain?
Pretty good.
You meet those fine young Spain fillies? there's some good ladies over there, aren't there, Bart?
Yeah.
You spent another 6-hour day at the beach, son?
Nope. I spent all my day today in the mountains.
In the mountains? Oh, boy. Are there any topless women up in the mountains?
Nope.
Ah, that's too bad.
Barty, you know, we rocked the world yesterday with that fantasy football trade we made.
How so?
Oh, everybody's talking about it.
I tell you, fantasy football is hot. It's the number one thing. Everybody's thinking about that. It's all real exciting. I understand you traded Edgerrin James for Kurt Warner. Is that right?
I did.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good deal for both of you. It depends on who's going to do. The NFL is HOT. I'll tell you that right now. Very excited about that.
Well, Barty, listen, you know that you're going to have to protect Edgerrin James then. Being as you can only protect one player.
No. Wait, Dan.
Yeah. What?
No, I thought we had already protected them.
You can only protect one player.
No!
Now, hold on, son. Read your rule book. It's as clear as day. You just get to protect one player. That's the way it works. That's the rules of the games. Now, I can't help it if your daddy tried to dupe you because you're all the way over there across the Atlantic Ocean.
I did not try to dupe him, but
yes,
I'll tell
you
right now.
Yes, you did, Dad, because it was my understanding that I was having Keyshawn and Edgerrin because we had already finished the protection.
You know you can only protect one player.
Yeah, son, you can't protect
the man. Yeah, but I thought we had already all picked who we were protecting.
Now, first of all, son, I want you to stop yawning, and I'm going to tell you right now, okay? Unfortunately, your dad's love of his offspring was superseded by the love of his fantasy football team.
How would you knock it off,
Tom? You understand that right now?
You knock it off. We can discuss this later. I love you.
No, but...
No, but what?
Now you see...
Oh, the boy's upset. I tell
now
you right
I'm
now...
I'm out of the first-round draft pick.
I tell you right now, I'd hop on a plane right now. Get out to Kennedy International Airport. Get right over to Spain right now. Take a plane over there and see the boy. Put your arm around him. Explain what you did. Explain how you ripped him off in fantasy football.
I didn't rip him off.
I'll tell you, that's
you
what
did.
You did. It's a dirty, dirty league. I'll tell you, you're teaching the boy some respect.
I did not rip my son off in fantasy football.
Yes, you did.
I'll tell you, what you're doing is you're teaching him to obey the rules of the road. That's what you're doing. Obey the rules of the road in fantasy football and in life.
For the last time, I did not rip you off.
Yeah, you did that.
Yesterday, you traded for Kurt Warner. I traded Edgerrin James for Kurt Warner.
Yes, son, but Dad?
Yes.
I would have not done any trades if I did not know that the little stage, protection stage.
Son, can I jump in here and just tell something to you? I'm going to tell you right now that at the end of the day, when you are the chairman of some Fortune 500 company, it's not going to amount to a hill of warm spit. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Well, Barty, if you can only protect one player anyway, then protect Keyshawn Johnson. Then you're right where you were.
No, I'm not, because I don't have my first-round draft pick.
I tell you, I'm over here doing Tommy Lee Jones, and you boys are having a serious discussion. Will you just table that, all right?
All
PDQ.
Right. All right, Barty, we'll talk this weekend about that. Okay?
Okay.
All right, I love you.
See.
Okay. How about a little love, please?
I'm sorry, I'm talking to my Spanish mother, Dan.
Okay, well, how about your American father?
I love you, Dan.
All right, thanks. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sorry. My mom came in my room.
Can you say goodbye, Tommy Lee?
See you, Tommy Lee.
See you later, Bart. Good luck with that leg.
All right,
thanks.
Buddy. All right, love you. See you.
Love you. Bye.
Tommy, thank you for being so understanding.
I'll tell you right now, it just sickens me the pit of my stomach, Don. You're taking advantage of your own son.
I did not.
Just to win a cotton picking fantasy league. I tell you, what's that mean?
You know what sickens me?
Is that weekly pot, is that important to you, son? Is that what it is? Is that what...
the money that we're talking about?
I tell you right now, I mean, just to win a few shekels. I tell you right now, the boy should have been made clear to the boy that he can only predict one player.
You know what sickens me? The only reason you're saying that is because you were not able to make the deal with him to get Kurt Warner for your yourself.
You wouldn't be referring to your partner, Mike O'Mara, who got totally screwed in that deal.
I'm not referring to him.
There
I'm
is
looking
boy,
at him.
I'll tell you, the boy with the utmost integrity and honesty in the Football League. And all he does is sit there and say, hey, Bart, there's another boy that wants to make a trade with you, and he's ahead of you. And I tell you, that was the nicest thing he did. And what does he have? He's got Jimmy Smith, a lousy two-bit receiver. That's all he's got to start the league with. And I'll tell you right now, it makes him sick to his stomach. He was talking to me out in the hallway saying he doesn't even want to play fantasy football because he's going to lose. He's going to lose all his games. That's all he's going to do. He's going to lose all his games. I don't mind telling you.
Well, I'll tell you, you could accuse me of ripping off my son. I know that you're in cahoots with Mike O'Mara, that you are just too disgruntled.
I'm very disgruntled.
Fantasy football owners.
I'll tell you right now, I will be Mike's partner in fantasy football. We will go into the draft fully prepared, just like we were last year, which means we get a Xerox off the internet on the first day of the draft. The morning of the draft, we'll show up there with the Bloody Marys, come in there and have a good time, Don. It'll be fantastic, I guarantee you. It'll be televised on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, WB, more W's and no L's. That's what we're looking for in that scene.
How you doing, Sam Girard?
Sam Girard. I'm doing just fine. We want a hard target search of this fantasy football league, so who's going to win the thing?
How you doing, Ty Cobb?
I'm over there, Ty Cobb. Yeah, Ty Cobb. Spikes up. I'm out curmudgeon. How about that Robert Wool? Is that the worst goddamn actor you've ever seen in your life? I tell you, pulling teeth working with him.
How you doing, Major Chip Hazard?
Chip Hazard, right here, standing by. I am Chip Hazard. Don't you forget it.
How you doing, Kay?
Kay?
That's Men in Black. Remember, okay.
Yes, sir. That's what I used to look at my wife, I tell you. And then I'd put that little foofy thing up in people's faces and erase their memories.
I'm reading here that you were born in Texas.
One of the means.
Your dad's name.
Yes.
Your dad's name is Clyde.
Clyde, yeah. Clyde Jones married, what was her name? I'm trying to think of Mama's name. I think it was Winifred. Clyde married Winifred, and they had Tommy Lee. Little baby Tommy Lee. I came out with no acne, just pockmarks, acne scars. I got all my acne in the womb.
Lucille is your mother's name.
Ah, Lucille. Ah, she's a fine lady. Good lady, I tell you. I like her. I really do. She is really good lady. She's good stuff. Good people. Which more than I can say from all of you talking about your BMs in the studio.
Well, I thought you liked to talk about the BMs.
I did. I'm just being curmudgeon-y, you know, just like Buzz Burbank. I tell you, can I say one thing? I want to go on record right now. I'm going to write it down. Keep it in your diaries, ladies and gentlemen. I do agree with Mr. Burbank. If kids are on an airplane with strollers, keep them out of the hell of the way.
Thank you.
I got to get my carry-on bag up in the upper storage area right now. I don't want some little snot-nosed crumb cruncher just getting in my way. I want to sit down. I want to have my drink. Yeah. I want to sit down and make my destination without these little snot noses running around. Keep them out of my way. I'll step on them. I swear to God, I'll knock them right over. I don't care how old they are. Two, three. Just get me to my seat right now. Okay, Junior, that's wonderful. I love your stuffed animal. Get the hell out of the way. Let Tommy Lee sit down. Where are my rock ports?
TLJ?
Yeah, go ahead, DJ.
We got to do a quick break.
Time for a BREAK. We're going to be back in a few minutes right now on LBJ. It's going to be real exciting. And now let's not get some dummies. Let's get some intelligent people to play the game today, okay? I don't want those 25-somethings.
We have room for, two challengers today.
Two more. Yeah, you knocked off a couple of those dullards last week. I tell you, I was listening to that, too. I tell you, I laughed my ass off those dummies trying to play that game. Laughed almost as hard as when you were talking BMs to the host.
877-365-3636. That is the phone number. We'll take the first two calls right now for Jeopardy.
Fantastic.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. But no. Got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, acting all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
That was legendary. Just four walls. What's everybody getting all crazy about?
That was Will Smith from ID4. You were not in that movie, were you?
No, I was in Men in Black with Will Smith. Fantastic
actor. MIB.
Great MIB, great music, great entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We're real happy about all the people who go see my films, Don. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you, we're real excited about that. And hey, congratulations on your entry into the GOP. We're very happy about that, too. Way to go. You saw the light. I think that's fantastic. I tell you, W is looking forward to you. I tell you right now, we're going to have a great time together. We're really going to enjoy it. And say hi to ONA for me, too.
I will.
There you go, Don. Great to be on the show. I just want to urge everybody. I am here. This is TLJ telling you to go see Space Cowboys this weekend. Will you please do not forsake me. Go to see this movie. Do not see the other movies. You can see that later on pay-per-view. Thank you.
What is your movie rated? Is it rated
PG-13?
PG-13?
Yeah, it's got a little blue language in it. Blue language.
You know, there's a scene in there in the movie. Since I've seen it, I'll tell you.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm sure you know the scene I'm talking about.
Might be PGR, PG-13, NC-17. I'm not sure, Don. I don't follow that kind of stuff.
Well, Tommy, of course, you know the scene I'm talking about, right? That involves nudity?
Yes, there's lots of nudity. I enjoy nudity. You know, with my terrible skin complexion, Don, I'll tell you right now, it's tough for me to get those love scenes, but I like everyone I can get. I do indeed. I do. I said, bring the fillies forward. I'm ready to do it. I want to see nipples.
Describe the nude scene in Space Cowboys.
I'll tell you, the nude scene in Space Cowboys is fantastic. I get completely nude, and I'm standing in front of Clint Eastwood, and he's taking a shower, and I slowly walk into the shower with him. Oh, no, that was in the movie.
The scene I'm thinking of is where you, James Garner, and Clint Eastwood are getting your physicals.
That's right.
And you all have your back to the camera, and you're all naked, and you see your four old man asses.
Yeah, they're kind of droopy, I tell you. But I think I'm in the best shape of all those boys. I tell you, Donald Sutherland, Clint Eastwood, Jim Garner. I mean, that's gravity taking its toll, son. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you, it's about to turn to dust, that boy. I'll tell you. But I'll tell you, he's fun to work with. Goodbye. You know, good guy. Kind of full of himself, but that's okay. So we all are. Been in the business a long time. Doesn't bother me at all. So when I saw his droopy ass, I said, will you look at that? My goodness. You used to be a Western star, didn't you? Look at that thing fall to the floor. All bony. I'll tell you right now, that is a sad state of affairs. Put those jockey shorts back on, son. There you go.
Well, you TCB.
Yeah, TCB. I took care of business. I did in a flash. You like EAP?
Elvis?
Oh, man, EAP. TCB with a flash right now. EAP is one of my favorites. I do. I like that. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Great song.
EAP could have a mighty BM.
Oh, that's for sure. John BM. And I tell you, I like you talking to those hoes about that. You going to do that again for TLJ? He'd sure like that. Do it, PDQ. Have a great time. They won't broadcast that on CBS, I'll tell you right now. That is for sure. Where's my RC Cola?
You know what I just did?
What's that?
I just hung up on both of the people. I tried to conference the lines together.
Oh, no. Well, maybe give me a little time for a little more food. I'd like a PB&J and an McDLT, please. And if we're kicking back for a while, I'll sit back and watch TV land. See, maybe RFD's on. All right. You playing any music? You going to still send those royalties to BMI or ASCAP?
I don't forget about the big strike that's going on right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, with Verizon Wireless.
No, I'm thinking about AFTRA and SAG.
Oh, that's right. SAG, our union. I should have remembered that. That strike's going on, too. Come on, go back to work. All right, everybody. How you doing, Buzz?
I'm good, Tommy.
No strollers on airplanes. I'm for you, son.
Yeah, we're with you.
Way to go. Fantastic ID. There he is, CB. Otherwise known as BR. Used to be BR, now he's CB. That's right. BR is now CB. We are very excited to have him with us today. Absolutely. And he behaves most of the time like a M-O-N-K-E-Y. Absolutely. Good job. I like your clicks and grunts, son. No need to, you know, expend energy when you don't need to. Just communicate with scratches and giggles. That's fine. Just scratch on the floor like a pony.
Okay, now, to conference these lines together, somebody help me out.
Yeah, all right, let's do it right now. Come on, Rob, will you help him?
Yeah.
H-E-A-D.
3 and 5?
No. Go ahead, B-O-L-T. Yes.
One of the lines, 5 and 6.
Okay, so it's
5 and 6.
5 and 6.
There you go.
Hey, you're a smart boy. Way to go. Now we got our people there. Are you standing by, people?
Here. Right here.
Very good.
You know, I have no idea who they are. Tommy, let me ask you, who are our players?
This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and I just want to say, everybody calm down. Game's coming your way. Don't get too antsy. First of all, let's please make welcome a private investigator from Washington, D.C. Let's say hi to Neil Dill. Neil, say
hi.
All right, Neil Dill.
Hello, Neil Dill.
Say that 15 times quickly. All right. And now under the studio's challenge number 2, this is a computer service representative from Mobile, Alabama. That's a great state, son. Let's say hi to Matt Johnson. Howdy, Matt. How you doing?
Hi, Tommy Lee. I am cute.
Maybe he's from L.A., from Lower Alabama.
That's right, downtown. Lower Alabama, which is not to be confused with L.A., Lower Louisiana. All right, now let's make welcome, please, the host of LBJ. Please, Neil and Matt, don't screw with LQ.
Okay.
Say hi to Alex from Geronimo. Here he comes, PDQ.
Thank you, TLJ.
All right.
Hello, Neil. Hi, Matt. Guys, don't forget to answer the form of a question. Live with mom wearing football ties. Super Mr. Guy, call me Alex as we play the game. It's LQ. Quizmaster, I always call him TLJ.
All right, GL to all you guys. Hope you win enough money to buy a BMW.
Here are your categories. Hey, have you heard how G. Gordon Liddy says BMW?
Bam Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like G. Gordon Liddy. We're like thinking American. He's a good boy. I liked him when he was in the Nixon administration. I liked him when he put his hand over that candle. He's fantastic. GGL.
Here are your categories, guys, and they are celebrity news.
Ah, BFD.
What's your sign?
Oh, my sign is SOL.
Tommy Lee Jones films.
And now you're talking. I'm not going to give you any acronyms for that one.
New on home video.
I'll BFD again, too.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. Educational. I like that. I'm a brilliant man, and I like brilliant people.
So one more time. Here they are, guys. Celebrity news.
BFD.
What's Your Sign?
S-O-L.
Tommy Lee Jones Films.
C-R-A. Coronary artery disease. Come on now.
New on home video.
D-O-A.
States and capitals.
MPG. Get good MPGs on that V-O-L-V-O.
Oh, my V-O-L-V-O is D-E-A-D.
Oh, man. Sounds like you're S-O-L, the V-O-L-V-O.
Right. I'm S-H-I-C-R-E-E-K.
Absolutely, those MFers.
Okay. Matt, we'll start with you, Matt.
Okay, Lord Quista, Master, let's go with new home video for one.
New on home video. Here you go. Stars Big Leo DiCaprio.
What is the beach?
You are on the board and running. You have $1. You should be happy. Way to go, Matt. Now select again, please.
New on video for two.
Stars Ice Cube.
What is Anaconda?
Not quick enough, Matt. It's a quick game. Neil, your chance to steal. Come on now.
What is Anaconda?
Nope.
No, you dummy. That movie's out like 2 years ago. Next Friday.
Come on now. Live in the now. Will you, Neil? All right, yeah. Matt. You're in control. Select again, please.
New on video for two. I mean, for three.
Three.
You'll never get this one. Stars Bette Midler.
Oh, please, Rob.
What is fat ass? I don't know.
All right, Neil, your chance to steal. Come on, son, let's
What is
up.
For the Boys?
For the Boys. I tell you, you lived in a time warp there, Neil.
No, it's some movie. I never heard of it either. Something called Drowning Mona.
Drowning Mona. I was co-star with Beth. We had a nude scene. Absolutely. Should have seen her ass. All right, Matt, you're in control.
Let's go with Celebrity News for one.
All right. This golfer pissed off the SAG-AFTRA union by filming a TV commercial.
Who is Tiger Woods?
Right.
$1 for you, Matt. Way to go. Select again. You are in control. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir. Celebrity news for two, please.
This epic actor is in rehab for wine abuse.
Who is Charlton Heston?
$2. M-O-S-E-S. Moses. All right. $2 for you, Matt. Select again, please.
Celebrity news for three, please.
Moses for the NRA. There you go.
This former TV sitcom star.
I thought you said a dirty word there.
Spent $1 million.
An S-com star.
This former TV sitcom star.
It all BMs with you.
Spent $1 million on a garage here in New York to park his cars.
Who is Jerry Seinfeld?
Right. $3 for you, man. I do believe you have been born again hard. Way to go. Okay, select again.
Let's go with TLJ Films for one.
There you go. Co-stars Will Smith.
What is Men in Black?
A tour de force. Fantastic movie. Buy it, rent it, get the DVD, get the video, get everything you can. Get all the paraphernalia, too. We got lots of jackets and toys. All right, go again. Go again, Matt.
TLJ for two, please.
Co-stars Harrison Ford.
What is...
Oh, come on now, Matt. You're too slow on the trigger. You trying to give me a heart attack? All right, Neil, your chance to steal. Sean, make me proud. Come on, son.
What is U.S. Marshals?
No. Maybe a little thing you've heard of called The Fugitive.
Our fugitive's name is Richard Kimball. I want a target search of every hen house, outhouse, card house. I forgot.
Whorehouse.
Whorehouse. There you go. All right, Matt, you're in control.
Let's go to TLJ for three.
Sequel to The Fugitive. Did you say three?
Three.
I can't roll my R's, can't do. It's one thing I cannot do.
Three. Sequel to The Fugitive.
What is U.S. Marshals?
Except Harrison Ford.
$3 for you. Congratulations, Matt. You are in control right now. You're doing fine, son.
Let's go with States and Capitals for one.
It is the capital of the great state of New York.
What is Albany?
Right. $1 for you. Way to go, Matt. You have one more dollar. Select again, please.
Select number two in States and Capitals.
Capital of New Jersey.
What is Trenton?
Trenton is correct.
I tell you, this son is burning up the board right here. Meanwhile, Neil's over there with his hands in his pants doing nothing.
I'm working hard.
Neil, you got nothing?
I got nothing.
You got Dick?
It's a Jack Goose egg. He is not paying attention. He's not doing well. We do wish him the very best of luck, but it's looking kind of dark and dismal for him right now, son.
Yes.
All right, but Matt's in control.
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Very good. You talk about BM some more. I did enjoy that. That lady didn't know what to think of it.
Matt, go again.
States and Capitals for three.
Louisiana.
What is Baton Rouge?
That's right.
$3, you're on the category, son. You know your states and capitals. Pay attention in school, and I think that's good to be encouraged. Good encouragement, baby. Okay, for time.
Thanks, TLJ.
All right, very good. Okay, select again there, Matty.
What is your sign for one, please?
All right, Neil, this will be your last chance if Matt screws one of these up.
I'll tell you, this is a faggy category. What's your sign? Come on, what's going on here?
April 10th.
What is Aries?
Yeah.
$1. Right. This boy's got a head on his shoulders. He's going places right now. Get this boy signed up for MIT. Go ahead, Matt.
What is your sign for two, please?
September 21.
What is Taurus?
All right, now here you go, Neil. Taurus. Taurus the bull. Come on, Neil. Put your thinking cap on. Your only chance to go to the final low budget Jeopardy. See if you can do it, son.
What is Sagittarius?
Oh, dear.
Nope.
V-I-R-G-O. And now, Matt, you're in control again. There was only one chance for you to screw up, Neil, to get control of the board.
Now, what is your sign for three, please?
August 10.
What is Capricorn?
Today's date, incidentally, August 10.
August 10 is today's date. Come on, Neil, let's see if you can do it. Make your mama proud.
What is Sagittarius?
No, Leo.
You are a loser. I'll tell you right now. Is that the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy?
That's it, TLJ.
Well, Neil, you have a goose egg, which means you will not be able to advance to the final round. But I'm going to tell you right now, you got some nice party gifts coming up, so you stay on the line, will you, Neil?
All right.
Very good.
All right, Neil, you're a gigantic loser. Matt, you, in fact, will be playing by yourself.
Yeah, don't play with yourself, Matt.
Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Very good.
When we come right back from this break.
Super duper job.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I am not one of your fans!
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
What's playing now? Sounds good. What is that? I like that. What does it sound like?
I believe that Jim McClure has picked out one that I don't have selected.
All right, BGJ.
The Backstreet Boys.
Hey, BGJ, you like Backstreet Boys. I'll tell you what, an F-A-G. Anger. How your G-U-M's doing? All right, BSB.
Who is it that's left on Low Budget Jeopardy?
Well, Don, we have one person left. Unfortunately, Matthew is the last person that made it to Low Budget Jeopardy's final round. He's got a total of $18, and he's going to the final round. We're very happy for him. Unfortunately, Neil's standing by, but he's going to get some parting gifts.
All right, now, Matt, you're playing with yourself. Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
That means J-O.
Here you go. Final Low Budget Jeopardy, and the category is Jennifer and Brad's Wedding.
Oh, dear. Everybody's talking about that. I tell you right now, people get so excited about celebrity in this country. What's wrong with them?
She is 31.
I do.
And our final Low Budget Jeopardy answer this time is the age of her new husband.
Oh, that's exciting.
Brad Pitt.
Very good, Don.
Like your pitted out skin.
My pitted out skin. Fantastic. I'll be talking about that in just a second, Don.
All right. Remember, Jennifer Aniston is 31. Our final Low Budget Jeopardy answer is the current age of her new husband, Brad Pitt. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All right. Now, grab your radios close. Listen up, everybody. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a fantastic prize I've got for you. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a jar of Tommy Lee cheese. Tommy Lee cheese in a jar. Tommy Lee cheese spread. It's made from TLJ's pore scrapings deep inside of my oily cheeks. Tommy Lee cheese spread. It's great on bread, crackers, and soups, sauces, or just out of the jar with your greasy fingers, you big ass. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo. ATG.
You big ass.
Eat my cheese, you big ass.
Thank you. Eat my cheese.
Eat my cheese, you big ass. Thank you. I tell you, what a big ass. Thank you.
All right, it's the final Low Budget Jeopardy. Matt playing with himself. Matt, it is the current age of boy toy Brad Pitt.
What is 34?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Matthew. There will be no money given away. I repeat, there will be no money given away on Low Budget Jeopardy today. I know Ken Stevens is very happy.
Yes, Ken Stevens, Helen 91, Sam Ben Ruby, they're all happy. No money being given away today. Guys, the correct answer, 36 on Brad Pitt.
Oh, I knew that.
36 years young, but boy, I tell you, he's going to be 21 by the time he gets done with those breasts.
36 is the answer.
What incredible nipple she has.
Neil and Matt.
I love to do a love scene with her.
Don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
Lick her all over.
Right.
Here is Tommy Lee Jones to tell you what you want. Tommy Lee.
All right, Neil Dale, Matt Johnson, stand by. You ready for your prizes? These are good. Are you ready?
Right on.
All right, stand by, boys. First of all, you have won 25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it is supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made, Durex condoms. You won't get any STDs. You understand me, boys?
Oh, yeah.
All right, but wait. There's more. You have won a Power Hour card from Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's is the premier place in America for adults to have fun. You go out there and play all those video games and such. All right, Neil, Matt, thanks for playing the game. All right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, boys.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Okay. Much as gracias to you.
Hold on a second, please. Well, TLJ, as always, great having you come by.
Always a pleasure, John. Always a pleasure for you to have me by. And I tell you, everybody here, Buzz, Matt, and everybody, Matt Stout, I want to say hi to him. Howie's Matt said, nothing he doesn't do on radio. I'll tell you right now, big hi to Matt Stout.
All right.
Good friend of mine back at the station back in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
In D.C. Good D.C. boy. West Virginia boy. Hi, Matt Stout.
Any Leslies you want to say hi to?
Leslies, I tell you right now, say hi to all your Leslies. Like Cheryl the Big Dyke. She's a big Leslie.
Uh-huh.
Big Leslie. TLJ says, hi, Cheryl the Big Dyke. You big Leslie.
Leslie, we heard. We heard somebody use that word today.
Oh, come on now. Don't beat around the bush. It was GGL.
We about peed our pants when we heard him call somebody a Leslie.
Back in the early 1960s, I used that term. Hey, come on. You are a big Leslie. Watch out, Leslie.
TLJ, always remember, never forget.
BFD.
LBJ is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. And hi to Travis, too. See you later. Check out my big ass.
Travis. Who is Travis?
You might want to ask your boy. Oh, you might want to ask him.
Oh, you mean the fat guy?
Oh, he's nice. He's good friends with Matt Stout. They work on the GTL program.
Gotcha. That's a hotbed of Leslie action. That's what that is.
Wow.
Oh, listen, it's time for the news of the comments.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Now, let me guess. The lead story tonight, is it... You hate children?
No.
That would be
you
true.
You hate strollers?
Well, that would be true, but that isn't the lead. CD prices. That's a good issue, but no, we've covered that.
All right. You're in love with Fez?
No, not so much, but I'm pleased that he likes my work.
Okay, what is the lead story tonight on the news and comments?
Tonight, the White House admits a cyber porn problem.
Ooh, really?
Hey, all right.
Okay. Hey. Buzz, stand by. News and comments.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Right here, Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Holly, this is Jake from Body by Jake in Major League Lacrosse. I just want to leave a message for you and the fellas. Thanks a million for everything. I'm sure you read. If you didn't read, we had a sellout this past Saturday night in Baltimore.
This is Sam Hunt.
And it had a hell of a lot to do with you guys. And I just want to thank you. And I had a great time. And everyone in that whole area knows about my sex life. But, hey, you know what? It's a trade out. I got a sellout for it. Tell the boys thanks a million, and I really appreciate the support.
This is Sam.
See ya.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It was a non sequitur, but somehow it all makes sense. Body by Jake and Sam Hoff.
Sure.
And am I nervous? Yes. Yeah, hell yes. Goddamn yes, I'm nervous.
You mean about seeing him again after...
No. That at the Redskins game tomorrow, no problem.
Right.
I'm nervous because of the next room. The scrawny program director is holding a gun in his hand.
What?
What?
It's a plastic gun.
I don't care. Yeah. Jeremy Coleman has a gun in his hand.
He's putting
it to his own head.
Please. Please do it, Jeremy.
Jeremy, that would be a great ratings grabber.
Yeah. What are you doing? Hanging around just in case we say something you have to chop out tonight? I don't think we've done it yet.
Here he comes. Here he's coming in here.
Here comes the great censor.
If he did shoot himself, that would teach them to suspend him. Lesson well learned.
Here he is, the rebel program director from WNEW.
Maybe I just like the show.
Oh, please, bull ass.
Maybe I just wanted a little front row seat.
Bull ass.
Get by virtue of working here.
Oh, get out of here.
I just came to say hi.
Hi.
I like being part of the
atmosphere. Everybody on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Hi.
Hi.
There you go.
See, that was nice.
Goodbye. That was nice. Was that a moment?
Goodbye.
That moment brought to you by BS.
Bull F.
Bull F.
Shilbit.
Also sponsored by F.
By what?
FRD.
Now, Rob, I can't say with that. You know,
I know.
No, I can by flipping it around. in one of these nudie magazines that Mike bought today.
Right.
We found the funniest classified ad, and we taped it up to the wall here at NAW. It says, free Dubber Rick.
Right.
Okay, so you
figure it out.
Talking about free Dubber Rick.
It's a rubber duck. It's a free rubber duck.
And it's a giant picture of like this big dildo. And it says free Dubber Rick.
Right.
Add something extra. Amaze and delight your partner. Lifelike replica of a big Dubber Rick.
And it's free.
Yours free.
It's amazing.
Send $2 postage. No gimmicks. Nothing else to buy.
So the postage gets you the free rubber duck. That's all they get you.
Yeah, the free Dubber Rick.
Dubber Rick.
The free Dubber Rick. The FRD.
There you go.
FRD, everybody.
FRD.
Buzz, news and comment. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Well, send one to the White House, which admits that its staffers have been perusing the porn on the Internet. Officials say it hasn't been a big problem, and they say the problem has not extended into the Oval Office.
Clinton wants to see the porn. He just wants to see him.
I bet he's logged on. Hey, this is great. Look at that. Wow. The porn problem was discovered early last year when
Scatlover.com.
A Y2K expert was finding evidence of an unusually large volume of porn site traffic on the White House computers. One report says even some presidential personnel were looking at porn, including one staffer involved with national security. Some of the staffers looking at porn were women. One porn viewer was a Secret Service agent who resigned after being found out. And the porn sites included visiting gay web pages and sites featuring bestiality.
Really?
The report says most of the White House porn viewing took place at night.
Anything with a dog eating dog food off a woman's breast?
There were dogs.
There were dogs.
There were dogs. There were donkeys.
Fantastic.
Any WHFS disc jockeys there?
It looks like it. You can find out who really wins Survivor if you're willing to pay the price. A guy who says he knows somebody who was a cameraman or something for the show says he knows the answer.
Oh, right.
And he's selling the answer at the online auction site known as eBay.
Yeah, right.
He says there's a money-back guarantee if he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The highest bid so far is $50. The high school student offering the answer says it's no problem keeping the secret, quoting him, I didn't even tell my friends at band camp.
Yeah, right. So go ahead and spend $50 on eBay, and good luck to you on that one.
Yeah, band camp, that is from American Pie.
Right. You know, at band camp?
Right, band camp.
When I went to band camp?
Band camp.
Not a lot of people watch the Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, but a lot of people are talking about that show today. Last Friday in the news segment, the show put up a picture of presidential candidate George W. Bush with the caption, Snipers Wanted. A conservative radio talk show host was so upset with what he saw, he called the Secret Service to warn them of what he perceived as a threat.
Rightly so, and Buzz, I had to make that call. I know that I was just on the cusp of joining the Republican Party, but I had to make the call.
You're good, you.
I had to call.
You're good, you.
The Kilborn Show is produced by David Letterman's Worldwide Pants, which has apologized for the incident. CBS has also apologized. The apologies included the phrases deeply regret and inappropriate and regrettable. The companies have also promised to take appropriate action. The Bush campaign says it accepts the apology for an incident it calls unfortunate, and the campaign says it looks forward to hearing what action is taken.
Oh, man, it's comedy.
Yeah. Did you see all the goobers? Speaking of the Letterman show,
right?
When we were walking around downtown before the show today, did you see the incredible line of goobers at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, waiting for the Letterman show, which doesn't even tape until 5:30 p.m.?
Well, what they do is they get done standing outside the Today Show, and then they go right over to the Ed Sullivan Theater to wait for the Letterman show, and it's, you know, it's like, New York!
Have you seen the new beautiful... Well, hold on. You are one to talk.
I know.
Hold
on.
Give me the bag.
I thought I
Jesus
could get
Christ.
Away.
Hold on a second.
I thought I could get away. Oh, you
did a little shot.
Don't tear my stuff apart.
Every week you come to New York and you leave with something that in some way will say to somebody, please rape me
right.
when you're on the train.
I know.
Look at this, Buzz.
All right, now put the other bag away because that's stuff for Laura. That's
okay.
Just closed.
All right. He's
but
got
the
his,
other thing there, it's nothing,
he's
nothing
got his,
exciting.
His gigantic NBC bag.
It screams tourist.
Yeah, inside he's got Today Show shirt.
Uh-huh, right.
He's got what feels like, is this a mug?
A coffee mug.
A coffee mug.
Uh-huh.
And wait a minute, where's the videotape?
The videotape they give you free.
Wow.
When you make your purchase, they give you
that's,
free.
That's nice.
What is the videotape? I don't even know what it is.
It is,
hold on. What's it say?
Atlanta, 1996.
Oh,
NBC Sports presents America's Games. I told Mike when I saw this stuff today, and I mean this, you are the mook's mook.
I know.
Jesus, whenever
hey,
we...
take the videotape. I'd like to give that to one of the fans.
Whenever we come to
I'd like to give that to someone right now. I think that's what I... That's the least I can offer to the first caller. The
all
first
right.
caller that wants my... What is it? Let me see it, Rob.
Let me go to the phones.
The first caller right now will receive...
Hello.
Hello.
NBC Sports presents America's Games, the greatest moments of the 1996 Centennial Olympic Games.
Wow. What's your name, please?
My name is Sean.
Sean, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Columbia, Maryland.
Sean, congratulations. You're going to win something that Mike purchased at the NBC store today because he is such a mook.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. Enjoy your videotape reliving some of the great moments of the past Olympics.
Well, I do appreciate that, Mike. And, Mike, since you want to give me something, I got something I want to give to you.
What would you like to give to me, sir?
Well, you know, the past couple of days, y'all been having a lot of brothers calling in.
Absolutely.
A movie quote.
Right.
Check this out. So what are you going to do now, KGB? What are you going to do now? I beat you. Pay that man his money. Lista, son of B.
Hey, bro. Yeah. Now that we know that, that's Rounders.
Right,
we love
right.
that.
I think Mike would really like
I
that.
I enjoyed that. That's a fair exchange. Enjoy your videotape.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Hold on, please, Sean. We'll really send it to you.
You know what? I like that. I do. I accept that
Jesus.
Term. I am the mook of mooks.
You go with there.
I'll be swinging it in the train station tonight.
Hi. What school do you go to? Hi. I am a DJ from D.C. I'm here 2 days a week. Oh, wait. Today's show, Mug. I would like to buy this for my wife and some nice Today Show shirts.
No, they're not. They're NBC Sports shirts. They were. Well, one was the Olympic shirt. It's not a Today Show shirt.
Well, same,
I know.
Same difference.
I'm just trying. I'm flailing away, trying to
same
like,
difference.
Trying to defend my name.
That's the first thing I saw. Frieda and I walked in the station today, and I said, "Oh look," I said, "Look, he's been to the NBC store today."
It's like wearing a sign that says, "Please rob me at gunpoint."
Oh, Christ. I love coming to New York with you.
I know.
I do.
I'll be doing it again next week, too.
I know you will.
I don't know where I'm going to go, though. You know, I'll hit the Broadway theaters. Oh, Radio City.
Planet Hollywood.
Oh, no.
Hard Rock.
No, we've been
Harley Davidson.
I have all those jackets. I don't need any more. I don't know. That's boring. I want something new. I want something fresh and new.
Something new like the NBC experience.
The NBC experience. I think the yellow shirt was a little faded because it was in the window.
Oh.
From the sun.
Did you get it at a discount?
Nope. Paid full price.
You just really wanted it?
Yeah, I really wanted it bad. It's got a little thread coming out of the NBC Sports logo, though. Okay. And the hats didn't fit. I tried to, like, eight of them on.
You bought them anyway.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't. I bought an NBC stroller, though.
Oh!
Damn you.
Woo! Oh, that's good, Jesus. Oh, Christ, that's good.
The former cheerleader who says she did Regis says the two of them tried to keep it a secret, which doesn't exactly explain how her story ended up in the National Enquirer.
Right, they tried to keep it a secret until she realized that he was the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Unbelievable. Maria Majerik also says their story is true no matter what you hear.
She was a whore.
Her claim of an affair with Regis has already been disputed by her best friend and her ex-husband. There's nothing like publicity to launch a career, and Maria admits she is trying to break into show business.
Well, listen, if you watch Regis' show every morning, that guy is so friggin' uptight, it looks like he has not had a nice BM in a week.
I like that lady that was on today, though. The lady that hosts later, I think she could be the one. I think she's good.
Cynthia Garrett. She's
like
excellent.
She's the opposite of Kathy Lee. She's just kind of there. She doesn't take any crap, and she's smarter than Regis.
I thought she was kind of a cushy punt.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought, well, you have to be on that show. You know what I mean? But I thought the thing I like is she's smarter than Regis. I'd like to see that. That's, you know, she's a lawyer, and I'd like to see her host that show.
And he's now going out of his way to mention anything that doesn't involve his wife, Joy.
Right. Sure.
As a matter of fact, today when they were talking about cats, he was talking about a cat that he had who wakes him up in the morning, and then he has to feed the cat. And normally that would be peppered with, the cat wakes up my wife, Joy, and Joy says to me, do this and do that.
It doesn't wake up Joy anymore because she's at a hotel.
Fine. Well, maybe that's why the former cheerleader is urging Regis' wife, Joy, to forgive and forget, quoting Maria.
They always say that, these hoes.
Quoting Maria, he's a good man.
Unbelievable.
Oh, please, hold on. Buzz, time out.
All right.
We have to do a break. We'll be back with more news and more comments right after
this. This is the Dawn and Mike Show.